Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Welcome here in the studio, and nobody's here except Shelby and I.
The importance.
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
My wingman, the Colonel, he is out on personal leave. So we lift him up in prayer and hope that he recovers quickly and completely so he can get back here behind the microphone and do what he does normally. Judge Andy Isaacs will be calling in today. He's not in. I have CJ Grisham as my special guest host today. He should be in shortly. And we've got a variety of things going on. But first, we're simulcasting right here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM. If you want to check it out live, watch us live at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call here in the studio. Hey, CJ, how you doing, buddy? Right here.
You get to sit in the big seat.
Big seat. You got the colonel seat today. Give me a call here in the studio, 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all programming is put into podcast form, and you can check it out on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean. Sponsors, thank you to the sponsors. People who donate, thank you very much. Couldn't do this program without you, and it would be super appreciated if we had more, because it takes a lot of money to keep these programs on the air all month long on two different stations. If you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page and scroll down just a bit, you'll see the donation button there. If you'd like to donate on a monthly basis, it would be greatly appreciated. CJ Grisham.
Howdy.
Attorney. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thank you. You know, I hate driving to Cameron. You just, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, the way the roads are right now, I can understand why it compounds
the problem.
Yeah,
whether they've got construction going on or you get caught behind an 18-wheeler.
It's all of that. And then you've got those people that they can't wait for one car to pass. They've got to pull out in front of you. And you're doing 70 down the road and you've got to stop to 45.
And they don't go all the way into the car.
Yeah. So anyway, today was very annoying.
I like the people that have to pass to not go anywhere, just to get in front of you, even
yeah.
though they can't. Where are you going?
Yeah. Yep.
Or how about this one? One's in front of you, won't move over, do anything until you start to pass, then they pull over.
Yeah.
I didn't have this scheduled, pet peeves. I did not have scheduled, but we should do that sometime. Maybe we'll do that for the Christmas.
Or you finally get a passing lane and the darn slow driver doesn't get over.
That's right.
And then when you start to get over, someone else is already passing in the right lane, so you can't get over. Anyway.
Okay. Let me do an announcement real quick. I have a home and self-defense training seminar. I don't do these very often. On January 27th of 2024, this is not a novice class. This is for moderate to experienced shooters who carry, want to protect their homes, are familiar with which way the bullet comes out of a gun. They can load their magazine. Because somebody asked me that, what's a novice? Well, a novice is somebody I got to constantly watch and see if you're putting the bullets in, the cartridges in correctly, if you know where your slide lock is, your mag release is, all the basic fundamentals. A moderate to advanced shooter is not thinking of the gun. They are looking at the situation because they already know how to handle their firearm. I cannot be teaching in this class. This is a highly advanced class. Now, we're going to go over mindset and philosophy, gun safety, handling. Always do that. There's no redundancy when it comes to that. Point shooting, round robins for malfunctions, room clearing, quick reloads, move and shoot, all sorts of good stuff. So go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the High Cap Adventures page, check it out, and you can contact me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. All right, let me set the table here as to what's coming up on the show.
Before you set the table, can I ask you a question about
that? Go right ahead, buddy.
So, when is too young to start training your kids on guns? Is there such a thing?
No, not in my opinion.
It kind of varies, right?
I was 4 years old.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's that's a good age, because that's what I was going to ask you. So, how would you start, because it's obviously different than an adult, if you were to train a child on gun safety and how to, you know, proper marksmanship. Obviously, safety is probably the most important thing for a four-year-old. Where do you start? What do you do?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because I was very eager to shoot when I was four. I remember. I said, I want to shoot.
Yeah.
And my dad was pretty smart. He gave me this little NRA book that was probably 20 pages long, you know, a little 3x5 book.
The little Eddie Eagle thing?
Not even. It was before that, I think. I don't know how old Eddie Eagle is. But it was a very simple gun safety book. And he says, you read this, and you can answer my questions, and we'll take it to the next step. So I would suggest if the child is very interested, they'll read that book because they want to start shooting, and it'll be a good basis for them to learn gun safety. Now, if you just want to teach your child how to use a gun like somebody's got to learn how to change a tire, that all depends on the child.
Because I was thinking, you know, because I've done a lot of training as well. I had a neighbor come up and ask if I'd help with his four-year-old wants to shoot. So he's kind of eager as well. Mm-hmm. So, well, you know, he's like, I don't even know where to begin. And so my thoughts, I'm trying to figure out, okay, I know the military aspects of training and all that. I say, the first thing I would think is, I said, do some coin drills with him first. Don't, you know, just give him a gun, make it like a game. Because, you know, four-year-olds, you can't really be. So you make it like a game. You balance the coin on the barrel and just get him to shoot without the, not rounds, but just pull the trigger without the coin falling off, so he can at least first learn that trigger control. Then you can work on sight picture. Then you can work on all the other stuff. I don't know. That's why I didn't know if, I don't know how to train a four-year-old. I've never had, my kids were like 6 and 7, I think, when
it
I first.
On, it depends on their size, too. I was a very large 4-year-old child.
Okay.
And so I was able to handle things differently. I was just.
Well, I come from a family of midgets. So.
Well, my dad, he's a collector shooting guns all the time. So it was like when I was born, the catcher's mitt was there, and inside the catcher's mitt was a rifle or a pistol, you know, ready to go at a moment's notice. So there's different ways, different angles to do it. But on this particular class, on the 27th, it's for those who have gone through that cycle.
Gotcha.
Not for four-year-olds.
Yeah, so.
All right, let me set the table here. Devotional announcements coming up. True stories at 11:30. Word of the day in a second. Quote of the day in a moment. Judge Isaacs will be calling in. Katie from Moz at the bottom of the hour. CJ Annie's going to be talking about some great topics. I've got Janisha Durr, owner of Cloud9 Coffee, coming in here in about 5 or 6 minutes. And Cloud9 Coffee is right here in Cameron, our very own. She's going to come in and present to you, Shelby, a cup of coffee.
I am excited.
And we're going to hear Janisha talk about her business just for a couple minutes, 2-3 minutes.
Can I pay her to bring me a cup, too? Because I didn't have a time to stop.
Well, she's listening. You can put a broadcast
there
on.
There you
so
go.
She'll bring one.
Yeah. Say, Janisha.
I will buy a cup of coffee if you'll deliver it.
Clarice Rockwell. Sounds like a movie
star. Like I said, it sounds like an old school movie star name.
Yeah.
And welcome, Clarice Rockwell.
Her business is called Sweets by Clarice.
Oh.
And I saw her business card. I was impressed. Gave her a call. She's prior military, and she's working on sweets. And I said, you know, I want you to come in. I just like the whole concept idea. Let's bring you in for about 15 minutes or so. We'll just talk about what you're doing. So she'll be in here about 10:45.
Coffee and sweets today.
That's right.
Word of the day comes from the headline of the story, the body of the story, or the conversation of the story. And if you can call up at 254-697-6633, put the word of the day into a sentence, and CJ likes it, we'll get you a prize. We got something nice here. The word of the day is convert. Convert, and I'm going to use the noun definition. It is a person who has been persuaded to change their religious faith or other beliefs. And it comes from this headline. Tranny might convert to Islam after reading half a chapter of the Quran. That's exactly what I did, CJ. It's quite apparent that they have no idea what they would do to somebody in his category.
Oh my gosh.
Throw him off a building, hands tied.
You know,
head first.
And I don't know it by heart, but, you know, I've read, like, Mein Kampf and all those other terrible books. And, you know, there are parts in every philosophy that you can agree with. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something you can agree with when everything, even, yes, Mein Kampf. I can't imagine thinking halfway into a paragraph or a page of Mein Kampf, thinking, this is for me.
This guy knows it all.
I want to be like Hitler.
All right, give me a call, 254-697-6633. The word is convert. Arizona man, I put this down here, one, because I had a little bit of room left on the page, and two, I just wanted to get it out of the way quickly.
Okay.
Arizona man accused of sexual misconduct with a corpse in hospital morgue.
You know, that happens a lot more than not, that morticians, to be a mortician, they want you to be female rather than male. And that's something they learn in school.
What the heck's going on?
I'm not even lying.
What is going on? I don't
get
it.
Okay, look, we've got to put some context. How long was it dead?
It.
I don't want to go there, man.
See, that's where it starts, is you stop seeing it as a person and start seeing it as an it.
All right, moving on. Bill Maher. Bill Maher, you all know Bill Maher, left stunned after Oliver Stone schools him on Ukraine biolabs and questions 2020 election. Now, what I found very interesting about the video is watching Bill Maher go, biolabs? Huh? He genuinely didn't know what was going on.
Well, in Ukraine, you didn't know about that?
But everybody else does. Where's
but,
he been?
Yeah. But he's up there, just like Reiner, pushing and spewing out stuff they have no background history or information about. They're just putting it out there at bullet points. And so people who follow these people of, and I air quote, prominence and influence and have access to the news channels and all that kind of stuff, they're pushing out this propaganda. And for people who don't study it and know it themselves, they're going to swallow it up like it's the truth, and it's not.
And that's just weird, because Bill Maher, I like to think of, even though he's wrong on a lot of things, I still like to think of him as informed. He knows the issues, even if he's on the wrong end of them.
Correct. All right, now, I just read that, right? Here's another one. Pentagon quietly admits funding 46 biolabs in Ukraine after months of dismissing Russian allegations as propaganda. So Bill Maher's probably... 20 seconds, all right? Yeah. So Bill Maher's probably listening to the Pentagon.
But just the quietly admitted, I picture someone going, yes, we did that.
That's right. Report. Joe Biden's 2024 bids put Dems in a bind. They're not sure what to do. Look, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue in a...
had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milan Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. I got Janisha in the studio here, but Janisha, we're going to delay you just a couple minutes because I'm behind schedule because of a great question that CJ asked me earlier.
It's all your fault.
It's all your fault, CJ. I want to continue setting the table here. Brace yourself for what's coming in 2024. Victor Davis Hanson warns the left knows they're cooked if vampire Trump wins. And if you don't know who Hanson is, I got a quick bio on him, and I'll read it later. This is an interesting question. Convicted prostitute booted from Texas school sex ed council.
Oh.
You would think she'd know what she's doing.
Right. No, she can just give tips and tricks. She can't tell you the ins and outs. <Jeez. laughs> All right.
United Nations set to call on Americans to reduce meat consumption. Good luck with that. Veteran blasts New York City officials for kicking him out of a senior home to make room for illegals. It isn't fair, he says. Sounds like someplace you should be going.
Yeah.
CJ, sounds right up your alley. Man shocked to discover source of headaches.
I saw this. This was ridiculous.
This is incredible.
That's not even possible.
Yeah, it is. Man shocked to discover source of headaches for 5 months is pair of chopsticks in his skull. If you read the story, he got in a fight. He was so obliterated.
Yeah, he got in a fight.
Some guy crammed chopsticks up his nose.
But that's not very far. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe he had a big nose.
The nose can be, but this is not far.
Okay, let me.
Oh, I got something in my nose.
The WHO, the World Health Organization, recommends China bring back masks, social distancing, and lockdowns due to mystery outbreak. Look, 2024 November's coming. They got to get a spread.
It's an election year.
Here's breaking. Texas AG Ken Paxton sues Pfizer for misrepresenting COVID-19 vax efficacy, conspiring to censor public discourse.
Yes.
Now, you know I'm a Trekkie. You know I love my Captain Kirk. Mm-hmm. But this guy's going nutso. William Shatner pleads with King Charles on climate change. We're all going to die. And then finally, California gang member, a convicted felon, goes on shooting rampage, killing 3 while on probation. So, all right, let's get Judge Andy on. I've got Judge Andy. Andy Isaacs. Judge, how you doing this morning?
Say it again.
Judge, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. That was a little bit long there, Matthew.
It's all right. You'll be okay.
Yeah. Hey.
Drink water.
Have you guys ever been woke up by a gunshot going off?
I'm from New York, dude. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you probably didn't have very often. Last night, I'm in New Caney, and there was automatic gunfire going off last night.
Hey, Judge, where I lived, I had crack houses, whore houses, I had machine gun fire 2 buildings down from me in the alley. I wake up one morning, there's bullet holes in a BMW. I go to work, I get accosted by people, I got to pull out a gun. Look, I know all about it. Every 15 minutes.
I don't know, that sounds like a great place to be. Gun
fire and whore houses. Yeah, it sounds like Ashley Grisham would think that. So, you know, here we are in America, in this. And we had the same problem spiritually. I was talking to a young lady who had come from Maine, who was an engineer working for a company up there. There's no Christian influence up there. There where she was. No Christian influence. That in the South where we live, there's still a lot of Christian influence around us. Cameron, Lockdale, there's still a lot of churches. People go to church and all that kind of stuff. And we see this over and over again that as things get worse, the spiritual part of it just goes away. And if we don't get back to that, oh, Lord Jesus, I don't know what will happen next. Because our kids and grandkids will not live in the same world we did. So we got to get back to what we're supposed to be back to, which is telling others about Jesus, being kind, being humble, having concern for our fellow man. So, you know, we've got to get back to that. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, bring us back to you, Lord. Bring us back to you, Lord. We need you so desperately. Help us. Direct us. Help us to be good and kind people. But do it through your ways. And the many things you do. We live in a time now, Christmas is supposed to be about you. And we seem to have fallen off from that. Lord, just lead us, guide us, and direct us. And these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
MSRMinistries.org is the website. 512-455-255 is the phone number. And you can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas.
Andy, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate you. Miss you not being in the studio here, but we'll get you next time.
Well, I love you guys. Talk to you later.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Janisha.
Yes, sir.
Cloud Nine Coffee. I can smell it from here. Well, it's baby juice because you got a cup under my nose. How are you? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. Shelby is stoked because I told her you're going to be bringing her a cup of coffee. Why don't you tell us about yourself real quick and what you brought over here to the studio today?
Okay. So my name is Janicia. I am a partial owner of Cloud Nine Coffee along with Aaron Bradley. We are open right between the police station and Bradley Plumbing in a little blue and white trailer that people tend to miss a lot.
It may be a small trailer, but it has a
big flavor.
There you go.
A whole lot of flavor.
Small trailer, big flavor. Right. That's the perfect sign.
So I was kind of, you know, trying to decide what to bring you today because Sopapilla is our top seller, mm-hmm. but once you have it, most people don't try any. I went ahead and brought you the Sopapilla. Okay. I was like, should I just bring her something else? But I decided to take that
gamble. Okay, I'm lost. What is it?
The Sopapilla Latte. So that is going to be one of our house-made syrups. It's going to taste a lot like a Sopapilla.
Okay.
With honey and cinnamon.
Oh, it smells good.
It's delicious. It's it's kind of a cozy flavor. It. I didn't know if you wanted it hot or iced. You can get it either way.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
You want to try it, CJ?
It's really good.
You can pop the lid off.
I do. No, I'm not worried. You don't have cooties or anything, do you?
I'm worried about your cooties,
are you
CJ.
About my cooties? Okay,
I'll give you that one. Over here. How is it?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Do you drink coffee?
I do, but I take
regular coffee.
Oh, my God.
Military, wow. Black coffee. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great. So what kind of different varieties do you have? And I think you make up your own flavors, right?
Yes. So we, Aaron's husband, he's actually our syrup man. He makes many of our most popular syrups of our flavors. He gets in the kitchen, he mixes them up. And so a lot of our flavors, you're not going to be able to find anywhere else because we literally make them. We do have one of our other popular ones is a pecan praline. We have a pumpkin cinnamon that's really popular right now, and our Christmas menu is getting ready to come out.
So the after flavor in my mouth is like if you've just eaten a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
That's wow. It lingers in your mouth
delicious.
Like you just ate a bowl.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what kind of response we can get on that. So I'm just going to throw this out there. You scrap it if you don't want it. Just say, I want the Matt Special, and that would be that cup right there.
The Sopapilla?
Yeah, this way you know.
The Matt Special.
That way you know that they're coming from here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
One more time. What about delivering? You deliver
so
in the Cameron
we do
area.
Deliver. So we deliver in the Cameron City limits only. Order before 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, and we will have it to you by 9:30.
Sounds great. Now, look, when you go there, just say you heard it on the radio. Let them know where they're getting their clientele from. Say, hey, heard you on the radio, wanted to try either the Matt Special or some other menu. Yeah, you have a big menu there.
We have an right? extensive menu.
Very good.
Yes.
I'll be there after the show to say I saw you on the radio.
Okay. I'll get you that coffee you wanted. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Now, you got a circular drive, right? Let's warn the people about that. So they're coming on the main road. They're going to see your sign there. You go in one way, you come out the other. It's not a two-way lane, right?
Exactly.
Okay, very good. Anything else you want to promote?
I think that's about it, but come see us. We're open until 11 o'clock today.
Fantastic. Oh, right. You're going to miss out, man.
Oh, that's right.
Ah, boo.
That's all right. I'll get you on next time I come up here.
Okay. Well, if you want, I have somebody at the trailer right now. I'm about to head back up there, and I can send him back with a coffee.
I'll buy it.
What kind of coffee do you want?
I want one of those. Wow.
Him and this one.
Okay,
don't worry
one.
About it.
Or
I got you.
Want a Matt Special.
Or
I got you. You want a Matt Special, yes.
Different. She can try that.
I'll bring you the pecan praline.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, then we can at least try two different kinds.
Okay, cool.
Another thing, too, Janisha is very talented. Not only do you do coffee, you do soaps and so many other things, right?
I do.
That's great.
I think it's impressive you make your own syrups. I don't do that,
but like Justice, he does.
Right.
He figured out how to do that.
Yeah.
And so he'll bring the flavors to me. I taste them, you know, and decide what it tastes like. So we're sitting there and just kind of like, this reminds me of, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
And how do they get to the Facebook or website?
So you can find us on cloud9coffeetx.com. You can see our entire menu there. That's where you also order online. Or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Cloud9 Coffee Trailer. And that's where we update people on our newest drinks and stuff like that. And you can see where we're going to be, because we're not always in that location. Sometimes we go to festivals, like this Saturday. It's the 7th. Is this Saturday the 7th?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, it's Thursday.
No, Thursday. Yes.
Thursday is the 7th. We're going to be at the Christmas parade.
Right.
Yes. So we'll be at the Christmas parade. Mostly selling hot chocolate and cocoa espresso.
Right.
Yeah.
And that starts at 5.
You can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wish time. What?
You can order straight from Facebook.
Fantastic. I knew that.
You have.
I just wanted her to promote which one it was. 20 seconds. Okay. I got 20 seconds. When we come back, I'll be doing the devotional. And then Katie from Moz should be calling. That's the scratch and sniff section of the program, restaurant. Janice is looking at me like, huh? What?
It's a custodial service.
All right. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC, at 254-697-4252. This is the scratch and sniff section of the program, and I think you can do it on your mic. Does it come through?
I mean...
Well, the problem is... I still have no sense of smell.
So he can scratch.
I can scratch, sniff. I can sniff. I just don't smell.
Look, Katie from Moz is swamped. Swamped. So she can't call
That's
in.
That's good. It's been the past couple Saturdays she's been super busy.
This is that time of the year, too. So I just want to let you know, Moz Place in Harker Heights, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. Great food, great price, great atmosphere. And there's a 10% off if you say you heard it here on the radio. So make sure you tell them that you heard it here.
And I want to tell you, I drive to Harker Heights from Temple just to go to Ma's Place. I love their chicken fried steak.
Mm-hmm. Hangs off the plate.
Well,
right?
Those
oh my
of
gosh,
places
it does.
Are coming a lot more few and far between.
It's almost like they put the plate on the chicken because it's bigger. Or the steak, I mean.
And then the onion rings, like I always say, if you have a small dog, the onion rings are so big that the small dog can jump through them.
Yeah.
That's how big they are. It's very good. Good food. Good atmosphere. Check it out. Support the sponsor. Support the program. And it's just good eating. You're going to like it. They're going to also open up their drive-through bread and pizzeria.
Bakery
pizzeria.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I mean, with the military out there, it'll be
bumper-to-bumper
cars. All right. So Ma's Place, Harker Heights. Okay, let's go on to the devotional. I normally do the devotional in the prior segment, but we had a little of adjustment here. I want to thank Casey and the gang at McGuire Tire. I've been dealing with Casey for over 20-something years when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. Does a fantastic job, and he can do it for you as well. There's two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. In Belton, 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Support the sponsors who support the program. Today's devotional comes from Friday of this week. I have a long list of people on the devotional list. I've been doing this for years. Blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio, so today is no different. Here we go. Good morning. Every now and then, something is created on a massive scale to the wonderment of all who can see it. As a Christian, however, the Lord has emphasized how he takes something small, as an example, faith the size of a mustard seed, and turns it into something huge and miraculous. Almost all the time, he asks us to take the first step and have faith in the rest. So the next time you start something small or think that your little contribution won't add up to much, remember this. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. And yes, that is a word.
Zerubbabel's.
I close. We take the steps. He directs our paths. Isn't it great to know that he's got our backs? Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. I want to go back to this article, the word of the day, because the word of the day is convert. Okay, it's actually convert, right?
Convert.
Convert for this one. It's a noun. A person who has been persuaded to change their religious faith or other beliefs. A biological man posing as a woman released a video going viral online where he says he's considering converting to Islam after skimming over a portion of the first chapter of the Quran.
Okay.
Let's see. He explained reading the Islamic holy book to study it and began following social media pages teaching Islam.
Wow.
Down at the bottom here, the author writes, perhaps this individual will be turned off Islam when he learns that Muslim-ruled nations and jihadist groups tossed homosexuals off rooftops and stoned them to death in public executions.
Yep.
And I'm not making that up. That's the fact.
It's a fact.
Guess he didn't study hard enough.
Yeah, I guess. He didn't get past the first chapter.
I have, as somebody who has read the entire Quran, I had to for my job. You know, when you're working counterterrorism and most terrorism today is Islamic terrorism. It's Islamic-based terrorism. You have to kind of know the enemy. And I used to, not
That's
anymore.
That's Sun Tzu right there, man.
Yeah, I mean, I used to, not anymore. I used to be able to, when I'm, you know, interrogating someone, I could quote Quran verses to explain to them why they needed to work with me. You know, if I was cultivating a spy or interrogating a detainee, you know, because, well, you start off and you gain their trust by explaining what great Muslim followers they are, and you believe in everything the Quran says, right? The problem is most of these people don't read the Quran. And so I have an English version, an English Arabic, because they don't actually, if you find a Quran that's not in English and Arabic next to it, apparently it's not the real Quran because you're required to have it in the original text. But anyway.
Details, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So when you sit there and you read it, and of course, even though it's written in Arabic, you can't show it to them because they can't read most of the time. So you have your interpreter, but
man,
you're reading it.
It sounds like the United States.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's how the United States is getting. They can't read. They can't write. They didn't read it.
Yep.
They don't know it. They're just taking it half-chewed and digested by somebody else.
That's the way it is with our Constitution today, which is, you know, it's our government's Bible. And yet nobody knows what verse says what. You know, when you talk about freedoms, they don't understand.
But even if they do, they try to stretch what it means.
I was watching a deposition last week of a police officer, and very simple questions like, what is the First Amendment? Because this was a First Amendment case. Mm-hmm. You know, what does the First Amendment protect? Well, I'm not exactly sure.
What?
Just name one. I mean,
who said that?
This was a police officer that had falsely arrested somebody for having a sign with an F word on it. And he arrested him for that. And so when you don't know the Bible, when you don't know the government Bible, which is, I mean, and the government is, the Constitution is based off the Bible. It all comes back to that anyway.
That's right.
But the government's Bible is the Constitution. When you don't know that and you work in government, there's a problem, especially when you take an oath. And I think
the Colonel says that all the time. People are swearing oaths to something they have no idea what
it means.
They have
no idea what it
means. Nothing.
That's right.
Yeah. I was at a gun buyback a couple days ago, and the police were kicking people off public sidewalks before I got there. Because I'm like, I saw two guys there in San Antonio that were on opposite ends. And I'm like, what are you guys doing way out here? The gun buyback's over there. Oh, they told us we couldn't be on the sidewalk. And I was like, okay, I'll fix that. So I fixed it.
And here comes CJ.
Yeah.
Well.
You want this pit bull in your corner, man.
So.
Incredible. Okay, let's do a quote of the day, and then I think you got one too, right? And
do you have a quote as well?
I don't yet. But I was just to bring it all back to the story.
Okay.
I've read the entire Quran, and if this guy thinks that this is his way of moving forward,
let him.
Maybe it'll convert him from a tranny. Who knows?
Maybe he'll
because he'll realize he have to kill himself.
I want to be clear on something. You know,
sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that the way I did.
I want to be clear here because I have to be clear. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're that persuasion, go for it. I don't care. If you want to dress up like a woman,
right.
You want to be, that's your business.
Amen.
I have a problem when you try to make doctrine and push it down my throat, no pun intended, okay?
Uh-oh.
So you keep it in your house, good to go. You want to become Muslim, that's your business. But I think this story is funny because the guy wants to change over and he has no idea they're throwing him off
rooftops. The thing is, does he realize why it made a news story? That's if any other person had went, well, I think I'm going to convert to Islam. Okay, but they made a news story because of who you are and what you're saying. And he just...
And what's going to happen to you?
Yeah, he doesn't even understand. Okay, now it's going to be the quote time. I'm going to do a funny quote. Going to go a little different than Rayford. And then a real serious would you rather. So the funny quote, you got to call in and you'll get something from, I don't know, one of the restaurants in Cameron, like Dairy Queen or... Honcho in Texas, something like that. You can choose
a gift card to Moz
and a gift card to Moz. We got all kinds of stuff, but you gotta call in and give the answer. So the quote is, I know I'm a handful, but looky there, you've got two hands. And that is from a country singer, a female. She was in the news last week a whole lot. They have to call.
Okay,
now the would you rather. Okay, this one's a little more serious, and I already told Matt. He said this is a good one. That's not it. It said, would you fight a kangaroo or a badger? That's not the one I picked. Okay, here it is. Would you rather know how the world began or how it will end?
Well, I'll tell you what. If I knew how it ended, I could get my papers in order. But I don't want to think that.
So I think I want to know how it began. Because that's super interesting.
I think if you knew how it began, it would instruct you on how it's likely going to end. Because the way I look at it is, for example, knowing that the world began because it was created by God, I know how it could end.
Well, he tells us.
He tells us how it is. Right. And I think with most things, you know, when I get a client in, one of the first things I do is I say, okay, don't tell me what you need me for. Start at the beginning. Then I'll know by the time you get to where I come in, what the ending should be, I guess, you know, to make it like that. So I think I'd rather know the beginning. Plus it solves a lot of questions.
Why
is the avocado pit so big? Why do mosquitoes exist? All that kind of stuff.
Well, everything has its necessary point. We watched this thing on...
Do gnats really have a necessary point?
I think they eat dead things. They help do the decomposition of...
How can they do that when they're just flying around in my face?
Maybe you smell dead.
Maybe I smell dead. That's
how much time I got? 4 seconds? 3 seconds?
You're not supposed to count. Okay. That's why I...
We'll be back.
Quietly give you the numbers.
We'll see you on the other side.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Visit thektheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thektheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rockdale, Texas, since 1947.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number CLB009432E.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. I want to put out the announcement again as well that on January 27th, I've got a home and self-defense training seminar. Don't do them very often, but this, actually, I take that back. I do it somewhat often, but not of this caliber. Now, this is for moderate to advanced shooters. It's limited in its seating. I'm only taking 10 people, first come, first serve. And it's going to cover mindset and philosophy, point shooting, round robin malfunction drills, room clearing, quick reloads, moving and shooting. It's a great time. A lot more to it than what I'm saying here. But if you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the High Cap Adventures page, you'll see the sign-up sheet there. Limited seating, like I said. It's a great course, and it's for moderate to advanced shooters. Now, I have something I was going to do, and I lost track of what it was. So, okay, what happened here? CJ, why are you here today? What are you going to be talking about?
You know, we're going to be talking about several things. One, I kind of want to give an update on the Marvin Lewis Guy case out of Bell County that took 9 years, almost 10 years, before it went to a jury. And he was charged with capital murder, and he ended up being convicted of first-degree murder. I have always contended that it was a self-defense case. So what I want to talk about today, or a little bit later when we get into it, unless now's that time to get into it. But
let's start it now.
Okay. So I'll start with Marvin Guy, because I want to explain, and then I'm going to go into a lot of the self-defense, because I'm learning, as I do predominantly self-defense cases, predominantly Second Amendment cases. I've been doing a lot of expungements lately, too, which is fun. So Marvin Guy, here's the quick backstory. Was they did a no-knock raid on his home in Killeen in May of 2014. He thought he was being broken into, ended up shooting at the people breaking his window, killed an officer. I believe he wounded two other officers. And as soon as he realized that they were officers, dropped the gun and turned himself in, okay? Now, what we found out in trial is the raid was legitimate. They didn't find anything in the house. They didn't find any of the drugs they were looking for. It was a drug warrant. But it appears he was selling cocaine, at least out of his car. They didn't find anything but residue in his car either. So the warrant itself was valid. Okay. Initially, I was a huge detractor because they found nothing in the house. And, you know, I thought this was just a botched raid. First of all, no-knock raids. I mean, anybody should be justified. They're dangerous for everyone. They're dangerous for the people that live in the house. They're dangerous for the officers, as we see, because Dinwiddie was killed as a result. Now, the reason that he wasn't convicted of first degree or of capital murder was because he didn't know that they were officers. But what some might not realize is you don't have a right to self-defense when the police are raiding your home.
Yeah, but you don't know it's them until a certain point of time.
Now, there's
dark and dark.
Yeah. Now, there's an argument to be made that did not apply in this case. And this is why I try to tell people, okay, look, I was wrong and here's why. Because there actually was probable cause for the raid, the warrant. And when there's probable cause for the warrant, you're doing something wrong. Now, if someone were to raid my house, because I don't break the law, I don't sell drugs, it would be because they have bad information, because they're dead wrong. Mm-hmm. There is no probable cause, or it was manufactured probable cause, because I don't break the law.
Like you've been swatted. That's right. Happening to a lot of people.
Exactly. Now, I believe if this were the exact same case where they did a no-knock raid on my house, I thought I'm being broken into, I shoot, I accidentally kill a cop. I think it's a little bit different situation, because in that case, there really was no probable cause for it to begin with. So I shouldn't have expected at some point to be raided. Whereas Marvin Guy, knowing that he's a drug dealer, should have at least expected something like that may happen.
Somebody could be knocking on your door.
Right, exactly. And that's why in that particular case, it's not going to fly. And that's kind of the lesson that I want to give people is, you know, live your life in a way that you don't have to worry, or you shouldn't have to worry about being swatted, about being raided.
Because if it does come up and that happens to you, that one factor of
right.
being a criminal to some degree cannot be thrown back in your face in court.
Right. And if you're, and here's the other legal aspect of this. If you're involved in criminal activity and you're, you know, you network with other criminals, and even if you think it's a rival criminal gang, it's because of criminal conduct, and you almost can't even use that for self-defense because it's expected that those kinds of things are going to happen. Now, that's a whole different argument. I think I could still get someone off, you know, if a rival drug dealer was trying to break into a guy's house and, you know, and you shot a guy breaking into your house, that I still think that's justified. But the more criminal conduct that you're involved in, the harder it's going to be to prosecute or to defend. So that's that aspect. The other thing I want to talk about is different scenarios of self-defense. And I'm not going to say where these happened, and I'm not going to say who they are because I can't for client confidentiality. But I can talk about the facts of the case and when self-defense is justified and when it's not. So the first case is, and two of these are security guards and two of them are not. So I'll go into the security guards first, because if you're a security guard, and let me also tell you, because we, if you're not a member of Self-Defense Fund or something out there to protect yourself, you're really putting your life in danger, because it doesn't matter how well you know Chapter 9 of the Penal Code, which is the justified use of self-force, justified use of force, so self-defense. The fact of the matter is, and I'm learning this, is a lot of police officers and a lot of prosecutors don't. They don't understand the nuances of self-defense. They don't understand the nuances of use of force. And I feel I should feel pretty good about this, because I actually get calls now from prosecutors in courts where I have successfully motioned away the cases for my clients, where I've gotten them dismissed based on the motions alone. And I explain to them that I only do self-defense cases, and I only defend innocent people. Like I don't help guilty people get off on technicalities, or, you know, find some loophole around it. I'm not going to claim self-defense for someone that can't claim self-defense, you know, that kind of thing. And so prosecutors even call me now, which is weird. As a defense attorney, you know, you rarely think about that. And for obvious reasons, I can't say which prosecutors, but they're mostly in big cities. And, you know, they'll call me and say, "Hey, CJ, I've got this case, and the guy's claiming self-defense, and, you know, what do you think about this?" And I'll tell them flat out, yeah, in that case, I wouldn't be able to argue self-defense. That's not a self-defense case. So, for example, it was a husband-wife issue. She had smacked the phone out of his hand, so he smacked the phone out of her hand. That's not self-defense. That's just mutual violence.
Right.
Because all she was smacked the phone. Now, do you have a right to defend yourself? Yes. If she had smacked the phone and started going after you, that would have been self-defense. But just a retaliatory smacking a phone out of a hand, both of them are assault. Neither of them are justified. And so, you know, I'll tell these prosecutors, yes, it is that's a legitimate case of self-defense. I'd be able to argue that. And or I'd say, no, it's not, and here's why. So it is very nuanced, and it's always fact specific. Another case is that I'm actually prosecuting right now. It's a felony two, assault with a deadly weapon. And so the individual has an Airbnb and got a notice on his app that there was a cancellation on the Airbnb. And so, as he always does, he goes and he makes sure that the property is not occupied, that the person actually left. Because, you know, if it's like a 5-day and they cancel after 3, they're supposed to be gone. So he goes there and he still sees these two squatters in there, mm-hmm. in this property. And they had a dog, and the dog was crapping and peeing all over the property, inside the property. So he calls the police, gets them kicked out. As one of them's backing up, she backs into his truck. And these guys are tweakers. They actually had a stolen credit card. Backs into his truck. She gets out of that car, jumps into another car, and takes off. Then he gets in that car and takes off. He's realizing there's not really much I can do about that. But a couple hours later, they need more cleaning supplies because they're cleaning up their mm-hmm. property. He goes to Walmart, sees the car in the driveway, starts recording. Thankfully, he started recording, because that's what's going to save his butt. pulls up to document the license plate and the location, tells his wife, call the police, whatever. Pulls in about three or four spaces down from the car, gets out, and starts filming the front because he wants to get the registration sticker on the car. The guy, from the moment that my client drove by, is incredibly hostile. And probably shouldn't. He's allowed to get out of the car, let's just say, you know. And nothing he did, in my view, is wrong. I mean, there's things he could have done better, but that doesn't mean that legally he's lost his sufficiency for self-defense. So he gets out, he starts taking pictures of the car. The guy comes around from the back to the front. He's aggressing very aggressively. My client's actually very calm and cool and collected. Okay.
20 seconds.
Yeah, and slaps the phone out of my client's hand and still continues to aggress on him. My client pulls the gun and tells him to back off. Doesn't shoot it. Doesn't even point it at him, if I'm not mistaken. But pulls it out, and he's ready to use it. And he has justification to do so. And I'll finish that story about...
Yes, leave us in a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I want to make a comment on that, too. How much time I got?
It's gone? Over. Okay. We'll be right back.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357, or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody. everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC, at 254-697-4252. In the studio with me is C.J. Grisham, attorney C.J. Grisham, and we're having an interesting conversation here about the use of force, deadly force, and all that. So go ahead, C.J.
Yeah, so the client was in the parking lot. The individual who we have reason to believe was a tweaker, was on meth or some kind of drugs or whatever, starts aggressing on my client. He gets out to film the front of the vehicle, and the guy's aggressing on him. My client begins to back up, and he's like, get away from me, get away from me. The individual, as he's still aggressing, smacks the phone out of my client's hand, because you can see the phone flying through the parking lot, and then when it lands. And at that point, the client drew his pistol and ordered the guy to back off. And he did. He immediately backed off, and that was the end of it. He called the police. My client called the police, and that was the end of it. Now, we can argue all day long, is that what I would have done? Is that what you would have done? The standard is a reasonable person in a similar situation. And not only that, you can't, we're not allowed to, in the law, you're not allowed to say, well, you could have done A, B, C, and D, but you did E. It doesn't matter. If you have the option of E, you're allowed to use the option of E.
How does this come into play? A person like me, compared to somebody who's just carrying a gun, you're going to scrutinize me big time. Would you not agree because of the experience that I have?
I would.
So I've got to dot my I's and cross my T's and check it twice over.
But it's still, the standard is not what would a reasonable person with your training do. It's what would a reasonable person do.
Yeah, but that key word reasonable is dependent upon the people judging you.
Exactly.
And they're limited on their knowledge. And you said it yourself, people are making laws and they don't even know the fact of the matter when it comes to self-defense.
And the issue that I have here is because, and this is a defense of law enforcement shootings, even though I'm very critical of many of them. The major defense of law enforcement shootings is that law enforcement aren't trained necessarily in hand-to-hand combat. They're not trained in jiu-jitsu and all that kind of stuff. They're trained to enforce the law. And they're trained on, like, tasers and, of course, their guns. And if they have an ASP, the ASP, those aspects. But they're not trained in hand-to-hand combat. And so you can't really fault a lot of police officers when they're being attacked to immediately go for a gun in many cases, because not everybody's a fighter. I'm not a fighter. I'm broke, really. That's the only reason I'm not a fighter.
Yeah, but part of my attitude on that scenario you just said is, if somebody's willing to attack a badge,
yeah,
they don't care anymore.
Exactly, and they know he's armed. So
okay, that too.
You know, and it's like, so you and I are pretty highly trained and very rational, level-headed people, and I'm not saying my client's not, so this is completely separate. You know, you remember about 2 months ago, I think it was already, about a month or two ago, when I was attacked by those five homeless guys.
Yes.
I pulled my gun, but I didn't shoot it. Because I also, even though I waited to the last minute, I mean, I was fighting them off. I didn't pull my gun immediately. I waited until it was pretty much necessary. I still didn't fire the gun, but I would have. I was ready to. That's the point. And I would have been justified in doing so.
See, but with your training, you get more time to make a better decision.
Right. Yeah. And I think I know when, because when you've been in those high stress situations, and that's why training, like what you're going to be doing here shortly with your, with Aaron's Gun Shop, that's why training is so important, because you, when you're put in these high stress situations and you have to make a decision, you're more likely to make a better decision. Whereas if you've never engaged in stress, and now you're stressed and you don't know how to handle it, that's when people make rash decisions. We can even bring that back to life and bring it back to politics. You know, these kids that are coming up with these safe zones and safe spaces and people respecting pronouns and all that kind of stuff, they're not dealing with stress through college because they're being coddled. And then the first time they deal with stress, or even in high school, you know, some of these school shooters,
they have complete meltdowns.
They have a complete meltdown because they don't know how to handle and manage stress.
They don't know how to be told no.
Exactly. And
let's put this in practical application. When people go to a gun range to shoot, they know the gun works and they know where it's going to hit on the target based on their ability to shoot the gun.
Right.
The gun does not shoot weird. It's the person holding the firearm. Okay, so now you take that example and you take a group of gentlemen that I train with, and we're in there doing everything you can freaking think of when it comes to a firearm. And then from there, we go into a shoot house and simulate what it would be like to be aggressed upon where bullets are coming back your way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It changes the whole dynamic.
Whether
you're even if you're well trained and you go into a shoot house and you know somebody's going to be shooting you with something that's going to sting, then we're not shooting bullets, we're shooting pellets. And it totally makes you different. You slow down, you start to breathe a little heavier. So if you're not trained, you're going to screw it up.
And when before I left the Army, I was in charge of a program called Warrior Adventure Quest on Fort Hood. And it's a program that's designed to give soldiers, combat veterans who recently returned from combat, a way to relieve all that stress that's built up and all that anxiety by putting them in stressful situations. And so we would take them to mountain climbing or mountain rock climbing, mountain biking, and I'm talking extreme mountain biking, you know, down cliffs and not cliffs, but steep hills and up rocks and all that kind of stuff. We would do kayaking, which is more calm and relaxed. I love kayaking because it's so calm, not necessarily stress inducing, but when I'm stressed, you go get out on a lake, everything goes away. But also paintball is the other thing that we did. And that's another way that if you want to train is great. Now, it's a little more free flow, but still, when you're under that stress of, you know, a hail of paintballs coming your way, and those things sting.
They sting.
Especially in the winter when they're a little harder.
They don't break.
Yeah, right. And they're a little thicker. But, you know, even doing something like paintball training is good for getting you involved in the and if you apply rules to it, like rules of warfare and rules of self-defense.
That's the problem. What I see a lot of these people that play paintball, it's great, I got nothing against it, have fun, all that kind of stuff, but the aspect of utilizing it to a legal situation is not there.
Right.
My courses are designed to prevent you from talking to you, CJ.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you can do everything right. In another case, you don't even have to necessarily use a firearm. So I've got a client right now who was crossing the road with his child. He was legally able to cross the road where he was. Somebody was speeding through a school zone, nearly hit him and his child. As the vehicle's going by, he's moving his son out of the way, and he punches the mirror. Now, that's self-defense. You're not that you're doing much about it, but it's self-defense. You're hitting the threat, right?
Natural reflex of the defense.
It's a natural reflex, and
kind of what happened to you when they were trying to grab a rifle from you.
Exactly. It was my reflex to say, whoa. I mean, but then within a second, I was able to realize, oh, wait, I shouldn't be touching my gun right now. But this guy's charged with criminal mischief, and we're, of course, claiming, and it's not necessarily a claim for self-defense, but it is an assault on property. And so this is a case that I'm fighting right now. And thankfully, I'm about to get it dismissed because the officer wrote a statement that was there at the crossing saying, yeah, this guy was speeding. This guy almost hit him. And he was just reacting to it. Now, it's up to the prosecutor to recognize whether or not he wants to take that as a defense because criminal mischief. And
sure hope not.
See, now, exactly, Shelby. If a prosecutor would go for that case, this person has no discernment.
Yes.
Or they want an easy victory somehow just to put another feather in their cap. And that just irritates the crap out of them.
It shouldn't even be a thing.
It shouldn't be, but it is. And it's amazing how much prosecutors will bring. So a lot of my motions that I file are motions to either quash an indictment, so it's a felony offense, or to suppress the information, which is the complaint or the officer's report, offense report. It's called a complaint or an information. Because, for example, I had clients that were charged with organized criminal activity. The organized criminal activity was filming cops.
Oh.
And they were trying to claim that because they were filming them, they felt threatened and they felt like they were going to be assaulted. And they make up all this stuff, right? Never should have been prosecuted. They took it to a grand jury, and of course, there's a saying, you can indict a ham sandwich. And the reason for that is because a lot of people don't realize, when you go to a grand jury, only the prosecutor is presenting evidence. It's one-sided. And all they have to present is that a likelihood, more likely than not, that this thing happened. They don't have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. They just have to say, more likely than not, this happened, therefore you can charge them and you're indicted, right? And you don't get to present anything on the defense side. I'm not allowed to. Now, sometimes there are prosecutors who will let the defense do that. Generally, that's because the police are pushing for these charges. Prosecutors need the police because they're their key witnesses in almost every case. And so they feel like they can't just say no. Though I think those are bad prosecutors. They should be telling cops, no, this isn't a crime. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah.
So what I do is I just file a motion. And I say, look, yeah, here's the indictment. It doesn't allege a crime. There's literally, they're claiming organized criminal activity, but there's no underlying criminal right. activity that they're organized to do. You can't criminalize, if you and I conspired and organized to create a radio show, you can't criminalize that. Because that's perfectly legal activity, what we're doing here, even though we're organized to do that. And so it happens a lot where people are indicted or charged and there's no crime in the information. Right. There's no crime in the indictment.
All right, Shelby, we're taking a break, right? Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break for about 3 minutes or so. When we come back, we'll continue on. We've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about as well. 254-697-6633.
Fuel your morning with vibes as strong as Cloud 9 Coffee. Locally owned and operated, our drive-thru is open daily. Try our signature flavors that can only be found at Cloud 9 Coffee, like the crowd favorite, the Sopapilla Latte. Don't have time to come to us? Don't worry, we got you. We deliver Monday through Friday anywhere within the city limits of Cameron. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for updates for our newest drinks. You can see our entire menu online at cloud9coffeetx.com. Cloud 9 Coffee, a little trailer with big flavor.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop. We're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Are you looking for something fun to do? Then you need to check out the K Theater in Rockdale. For movies, for concerts, live theater, or talk to us about your private rental needs. Call or text Brian Beard for details at 512-470-4343. The K Theater, located at 350 North Main Street in downtown Rockdale. Or go to thektheater.com or find us on Facebook at K Theater.
Cabin Metro Radio program. Matt, your host here, 254-697-6633. We're going to continue on with CJ in just a second, but the word convert, the definition, a person who has been persuaded to change their religious faith or other beliefs, comes from the headline, Tranny Might Convert to Islam After Reading Half a Chapter of the Quran. I had somebody text me here, our good old guy, Kurt.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, he usually calls up and reads his poem. Let me see if I can do it to his liking. A tip for the tranny who wants to convert to Islam. Oh, you silly pervert. You must not have heard what they do to your ilk. That 10 story drops stop isn't silk. I just killed that, but I got it. Can you read it any better?
Let's try this.
Do it more like a, you know, flowy Dr. Seuss.
A tip for the tranny who wants to convert to Islam? Oh, you silly pervert. You must not have heard what they do to your ilk. That 10-story drop stop isn't silk.
There you go. Okay.
There we go. He could have been in the UIL ready reading
there
class.
There we go.
You need to write a child's book. So okay.
A tip for the tranny by C.J. Grisham.
CJ, continue on with what you were talking about.
Yeah, so let's see. Which one was I talking about? I was talking about the... Oh, so was that behind the scenes, the mirror punching? Or did we talk about that on the air? I don't remember.
No, we did. You talked about it.
Okay, good. Here's another case of self-defense that I had to fight, and that is a security guard who was... He works for a hotel. And an individual was using all kinds of slurs and things against the desk clerk, homophobic slurs. Well, I don't like to use that word, but anti-homo. Okay. I don't know what the PC word is, but anti-gay slurs. Ironically, the guy making the slurs, the person that was staying there, the guest, was also gay. He called security. My client, the security guard, comes up. And he's just kind of standing there making sure it doesn't escalate any further. Well, you know, the guy's getting more and more irate. Finally, he's like, okay, that's enough. You need to leave.
Right.
And the individual says, well, I'm not leaving. I've got stuff up in my room. He's like, well, you can deal with that when the police get here.
They can go get it.
Yeah, they'll take you up there. So he's refusing to leave. My client's, he's a pretty big dude, and he's kind of trying to back him out towards the door. And the guy keeps putting his hands on my client. Okay, that's assault. It's an unwanted touching. An assault is an unwanted touching. Or a battery, anyway, for sure. Under the law, it's an assault. In civil cases, battery. I'm getting into stupidity. All right. So, at one point, he pushes my client. My client pushes him back. They end up in a fist fight. And, of course, my client wins because he's a jiu-jitsu instructor.
Uh-oh.
Police come. Initially, there's no arrests, but... it's a really dark room that most of this happened in. And so because my client was a straight white male, this is in a very liberal place, city. And the so-called victim was a gay minority.
I think it was Austin.
I think that's why he was really ultimately charged. But we were able to win that case. And the bottom line is you're allowed to use as much force as it takes to stop the threat. If somebody's pushing you and you push back and then he starts throwing arms and you start throwing arms, just because you throw arms better doesn't mean that you're the one that's guilty.
CJ, how does disabilities fall into play here?
So you take your victim as he is. Let's say that you've got you're fighting a guy with scoliosis and
no, I mean you're the one with the disability.
Yeah. Well, and that's why that does get taken into account. So, for example, if you're in a wheelchair and you're not as mobile as most people and you're being attacked, the likelihood that you're going to resort to a higher level of
self-defense,
violence or force.
What if the attacker is the one in the wheelchair? Well, can you slap that
idiot,
person?
Right? Then you probably have a harder time convincing someone if you're using lethal force, unless you're a cop. Cops can shoot people in wheelchairs.
What if they grab your pant leg and try to bite you?
Well, then, yeah.
Can you, Can you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, slap that.
I don't know if there's any like special restrictions.
No,
for
no. You can stop the threat regardless of the disability. It doesn't matter what their disability. If they're attacking you in some way that they can attack you, whether it's with their teeth, their spit.
Yes, totally agree. But that wasn't my point. I'm saying, let's say somebody like myself has disabilities, and I know my limitations.
Yeah.
Whereas somebody else who didn't have those disabilities might be able to do something extra before the up-leveled self-defense came into play.
Yeah.
Is that taken into consideration?
It can be in your defense, absolutely. And I'm also going to say that even if you don't have a disability, there's no such rule as proportionate force. Oh, he was only punching you, so you should have only punched him back. Or he was only kicking you, so you should have only kicked or punched mm-hmm. back. That's not what the standard is. The standard is stop the threat. And whatever a reasonable... And here we get back to this. And I know it's a legal term, and a lot of people are confused about what that means. Like, who is the reasonable person? And I know, because I made a shirt that says reasonable person on it, so I know I'm that.
But I have the shirt.
Yeah, I have the shirt to prove it. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. But it actually is a legal standard, but it's a very kind of confusing one for most people. And that's why training, again, is just so important, because a reasonable person, if you're carrying a gun, is going to train on that gun. I don't think anybody on any side of the issue is going to say that that's not reasonable, that if you're going to own a gun, you train to use it. If you've got a knife for self-defense, you're going to train on how to hold it, how to use it, you know, where do you stab, I would think.
That would be foolhardiness if you didn't.
Right, exactly. So it's very important, this reasonable person standard. Believe it or not, is a very legal standard, and there are exceptions, like in the medical field, there's a different type of reasonable person standard. It's a reasonable person in that profession. For plumbing, if it's a plumbing issue, it's a reasonable plumber. You know, would a reasonable plumber have added that joint at that particular location where he would have known that something else was interfering with it? You know, I don't know. But so when you've got a profession, there are professional standards that change the reasonable person standard. But in daily life, if it's just daily life, talking about self-defense, it's if you're justified to use force, that's the first aspect. And then if you're justified to use deadly force, you're able to use deadly force anytime you're able to use force. And you've just got to make sure that you're just not whipping out the gun and just shooting everybody that crosses you sideways. You know,
wait a minute, I know what you're saying, but I think we need to clear that up. If somebody's using force on you, you can use force back.
Absolutely.
You don't go to deadly force.
You don't have to.
Unless you feel it necessary where there's no other
option.
Unless
it's like man or woman as well. Like if you're a smaller woman and you're getting punched by a man, I don't expect to punch him back and it be equal.
Right. Yeah, and it's also the threat. I mean, if you're being attacked, even if it's not with deadly force, but you believe if you don't do something, it yes. will lead to that?
Yes.
Yes.
I agree with you totally.
We're all in like a good
spot
now.
What I was just saying was, if somebody's going to punch you and it's not going to kill
go,
you,
don't
go shoot them.
Exactly.
If somebody's lunging at you with a knife, a 6-inch blade or something,
right.
A knife can do a lot of damage very quickly. So,
And I would say most people value life to begin with, and it's incredibly difficult to kill somebody. It's even more difficult to want to kill somebody. We say it all the time. I mean, there's plenty of people I say I would love to kill, but if I was actually given the opportunity, would I do it? No, because I value life. Even of those people I can't stand.
You may value life. You study. You look at videos. I look at the videos. I learn the other side.
Yeah.
Try to get in their skull. A lot of these guys, which are mostly guys, they don't care. They get confronted with a deadly force scenario, and they're just like emboldened.
Yeah. Well, here's my standard is, if it's me or you, you're gone. Period.
That's my philosophy.
That's it. Right. If it's going to be me or you, sorry, you're gone.
What was that cop that did that interview? I don't even think it was that long ago. It was maybe a sergeant or something. He was saying it might have been out of Florida. He was like, I want you to go ahead and exercise your right. Because
sure.
10 out of 10, if somebody comes in to offend and you shoot them, the chances of them offending again are very slim to none.
Oh, that was the Detroit sheriff, or whatever that county is in Detroit.
It's slim to none.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
It's slim left town.
And I think there was I think it was the Miami sheriff as well down there that
said
something
like
that.
He's always doing something, saying something.
Yep. But that's really what I had. And then I guess kind of as along the gun thing, but not necessarily self-defense related. For those of you who don't know, the pistol brace rule is officially gone from the ATF. It does not exist. If you own a pistol brace, this is why I told you. Remember long ago when we were doing the show and this pistol brace went into effect, I told everyone, ignore it. It's unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. Don't turn your stuff in. Don't report yourself.
Right.
It's an unconstitutional rule. If you didn't do that, you now have nothing to fear. You had nothing to fear before.
You know what I'm waiting on? I took advantage of it because I SBR'd a few things for free.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for them to say, well, since it was no longer applicable, you're being charged the number, the $200 per number. I bet you. Sometime down the road, I'm going to be like, what the heck is this?
Hear that?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to be taking a bottom of the hour break.
But
I know. I got 20 seconds. Yes. Okay, you're counting it down with your fingers. I see
it.
So give me a call here. I see a lot of people watching Facebook. Some people think they have the answer. So give us a call here, 254-697-6633.
You got to call in to get the gift card.
I'd love to get you on the air.
Any food place around town, or if you're in Bell County, he's got Ma's Place. It's a good deal. Just make a phone call.
Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverEventCenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com.
Coming from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas.
Oh, that was poison.
Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. So give them a call. Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Look, we were talking about all this self-defense stuff, and I keep thinking, I put a post on this morning about the show saying, dust off your helmets because 2024 is going to be a crazy ride.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy December this year because after December,
Election year.
And wait till October. So here this headline. Brace yourself for what's coming in 2024. Victor Davis Hanson warns the left knows they're cooked if vampire Trump wins. Now, I'm going to read the first page of this article. Let's set the table and then we can talk about it. They look at Trump as a vampire, and they put a stake in his heart, but they're afraid that the stake could come out at any time. In his ubiquitously calm, reasoned,
non-ad hominem.
Explain.
So an ad hominem is when you're engaged in a discussion about something, and you bring up a completely unrelated issue, topic, concern, whatever.
So Hanson is focused in on what he's saying. And ruthlessly fact-driven few minutes, Victor Davis Hanson drives into the left's apparent hysteria at the looming shadow of Donald Trump's potential return. He articulates a sense of deep-rooted fear among Trump's opponents, summed up perfectly as follows. Quote, they look at Trump as a vampire, and they put a stake in his heart, but they're afraid that the stake could come out at any time. This vivid imagery sets the stage for a discussion about the intense paranoia and strategic maneuvering in the political arena, particularly among those who view Trump not just as a political rival, but as an existential threat to their vision of America. Hanson argues that there is a perception among Trump's adversaries that he is now more formidable and justified in his anger due to perceived injustices against him. Quote, they are terrified of him because they think he's smarter this time, and he has just cause to really get angry because of what they did to him. Close quote. They rightly fear Trump's potential comeback would be fueled not just by political ambition, but by personal vendetta, which could make him a more unpredictable and determined opponent. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something about Donald Trump. I've been watching this guy, listening to this guy, since late 70s, definitely all through the 80s. Interviews, the whole works. He was loved and adored by everybody in movies. Oprah loved him. Everybody, Chucky Schumer loved him. As long
he was
as
in
he wrote
Home
a check,
Alone too.
Home Alone too. That's right. They cut out that scene though. I was told.
I still see it.
So, and in his book, if you read one of his books, you burn Trump, you burn me, Trump. I'm going to burn you 10 times hotter. Okay. So when he says here about a vendetta, look, and it's justified. These
right.
people have just gone after him like crazy.
And I've said many times, and many people know, I'm not a huge Trump fan, but I'm going to defend him here because the issue here isn't necessarily that they're going after Trump. It's the fact that they're going after someone who politically they disagree with. It just happens to be Trump. That could have been DeSantis in there. It could have been any real actual conservative that was Trump-like.
That's that post. Remember in the old studio, it goes, Trump's sitting there and he goes, in reality, they're not after me.
Right.
They're after you. I'm just
and so I want, and here's sort of the weird dichotomy, because when Trump gets into office, unfortunately, he's going to have to spend more time fixing the deep state than he is on running this country,
right.
running the government. And but it's necessary. You've got to do that. And you know what? Trump is probably not going to get much done in the next 4 years because he's going to be trying to fix all of this stuff.
Here's what I assure you it's going to happen if he gets in. Border will be secure.
Yeah.
The economy will boom. The military will be strong. Overseas countries that are against us will be taken care of. We'll probably have more peace accords.
A lot of people will be moving to Canada.
Yeah, right.
Bye.
And what he needs to do in any way possible while he's doing all that, he needs to unify us.
Yeah.
Because we've got to get out of this, you know, cut your throat, I'll cut your throat.
But he can't do that now, because I'll tell you why. He tried to do that, and I think in many ways he did. Depending if you listen to the Biden administration, you know, he's done more. But Trump lowered the black unemployment rate and fixed race relations for better than anyone else.
So racist and so long, yeah, until Joe Biden got into the office.
Well, I think it was started with Obama, but Biden, I call it O-Biden, because Biden is really just a third term of,
that's right,
of
right,
Obama anyway.
Right.
But Obama started this race. We were on a great path racially, sexually, everything prior to Obama getting in here and creating all of this racial tension and division. We just elected a black man, and suddenly it's all bad, you know, because they started this division in politics. And so what I think is, you know, Trump will try to unite. The problem is the left won't let him. The left will create the division.
Right.
And
it's never...
And the media will push the division,
yes,
which leads people to think there is division.
A division. Exactly.
Hey, look, when Trump was president in 2016 to 2020, and the economy was booming, you didn't have these problems. You had the media trying to knock him down.
Yeah.
And people questioned, but everybody was making a buck. Everybody was happy. There was no race this or
but
race
But he couldn't
that.
Even be a president. He was too busy fighting off stupid stuff.
So
that was,
when that happens in 2024 and he's in the White House, he's going to get a lot of heat too. They're going to just inundate him with stuff.
But the good
so
news is
he
won't have to worry about re-election next time. He had to worry about he had to walk a really fine line. This is why I think Trump is a greater threat to the left this time if he's put in office, because this is his second term. He's done.
Right.
I know, but
there
it won't work unless he's got somebody backing him up after his next 4 years. So who's the wingman or wingwoman?
Well, that's a good question. I think it looks like it might be Nikki Haley is going to be...
Oh, no way.
I don't want that.
No, I'm saying that's what
Nikki
he's
Haley
at.
Stabbed him in the back.
Oh, yeah. But he... You know, Donald Trump is can be a very forgiving person.
No, maybe that's partially his problem.
But he's been meeting with her.
Hopefully she changes a few ideas.
Yeah. He's been meeting with her. So there's a lot of talk about her being the vice president.
I'd take Kristi Noem over Nikki Haley.
Oh, I would too. Oh, and Kristi Noem, absolutely. I'd take her as a president. I mean,
She's not ready for president.
But
just
she
like
could
DeSantis.
Be with the right kind of
That's
leadership.
Right. DeSantis, if he waited 4 years, and let's say he was a VP to
Trump. I don't
know.
Trump, I'm getting the ick from him now, though.
But if he did it right and didn't cross over like he did and irritate Trump, he could have been a VP under 4 years and could have got another 4 to 8 years after that.
Yeah.
Same thing with Kristi Noem. She's not ready for the national level, but if she's taken into the wing by the president and groomed, she'd be an awesome president.
I could go for either of those. I'm in the Vivek camp right now because he's talking about minimizing the federal government 50%. I like a 50% federal unemployment rate. That's my
that
big...
sounds nice. As long
does.
As Nancy Pelosi's out of there, I can't.
Is she gone, really?
But
is she still living?
She's probably talking to Biden saying, you can answer that question. Go ahead.
Yeah. But it is... Trump is really going to face a lot of problems, but I also think he's just going to be unencumbered by having to worry about re-election. But he is going to have to walk somewhat of a line. I don't think it's going to be as fine as his first term, because obviously you don't want him to have 4 years and then we get another Democrat in there because things are
so bad. I know,
so
going
bad.
back and forth. Just
You definitely want to lay that path, but I think Trump can blaze that path of improving the environment, or the financial market, improving the country, stopping the border, and still annoying and isolating everyone in the federal government that's been a problem for freedom.
But the key to that is he has to have his successor get in and follow the policy.
Absolutely.
I think it could be good this time.
We need 12 years of normalcy
to
get us back on track.
You've got Chris Cuomo now saying he's open to voting for Trump. I mean, there's a shift right now.
It's a huge shift, exactly, and I can see it more now than I ever have before, because you got people that completely voted for Biden that was on this Biden train, and they go and they're totally, I would never do this again, we've made a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, when you've got people like that, I mean, you're never going to change the minds of those crazy far leftists, the you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And that's I think what's going to be great is, like I said, I'm not a primary Trump voter, but I could support another Trump presidency.
Right.
I just hope he does a little bit more for, you know, constitutional issues than he did the first term, because all we got the first term was the bump stock ban, which, by the way, also has recently been ruled unconstitutional finally. So if you own a bump stock, I also told people, and I've got my own.
Right.
Don't turn these things in. I kept telling him, don't turn these in. It's an unconstitutional law and unconstitutional.
He's got to open up the mines again.
Yeah.
He's got to open up the pipelines. You've got to stop with this push on electric and solar. I mean, this is insane. You've got to give a voice to the farmers and to, you know, just the people who don't want...
The normal voter.
Yes, the normal, instead of giving the spotlight to the people who are not.
And I think that the other tactic, this is what I'm also worried about. There's a tactic right now, I think, to bankrupt Trump. The Supreme Court, not the Supreme Court, there was a federal court that just ruled that Trump is not immune from civil suits based on January 6th.
Right.
And I know exactly what's going to happen. You're going to have all these left-wing attorneys out there finding their left-wing clients to file their left-wing cases to make Trump so bogged down that at a minimum, the guy comes out of this bankrupt.
Right. Can he do it back?
I think he could. The problem is, it's very difficult to do a... You've got to prove that it's not a malicious prosecution, because that's in criminal. But if you've got a case that is not real, you're not allowed to file those kinds of cases.
Right.
So that's what he's got to be able to prove, is that these are just bogus claims.
Right.
To harass.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, we may have a special guest. Either way, we might cover some more stories, and we'll be back in three.
All right.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Harris High Cab Adventure Radio Program. I hope I don't spit on a microphone.
Your mouth is a little like this.
I have a special guest in here. Oh, my goodness. I've got Clarice Rockwell. Sweets by Clarice. Did I say it well? And she brought in a box of goodies, and I made a comment to her. It's disgustingly good. She goes, what? I go, trust me, that's a compliment. Extremely good. Clarice, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. It's like, I saw your card. I said, Sweets by Clarice. I like that. I'm going to give her a call, see if she wants to come on and talk about what she's doing. Who are you? What are you doing? How'd you get started in making baked goods?
Well, my name is Clarice Rockwell. I'm a veteran, single mom. And how I got started is I love to be in the kitchen. I cook a lot. I cook like I'm cooking for the Army still, which I never did. But I cook for my coworkers and whatnot on the weekends. And I seen it on TikTok, and I was like, ooh, that looks interesting. I think I can do that. So I started, and here I am a couple months later.
You know, it's not just that it's delicious. It's your presentation.
Yeah.
It looks... I'll tell you what, Shelby, can you show that in the camera?
I could try.
Or take a piece up and show it to the
camera. Yeah, I'll probably have to do it individually.
In the box that you brought us, we've got... strawberries, chocolate, or
chocolate dipped strawberries.
And what was that pop? Cake, that cake pop?
Cake pops.
The cake pops. A little piece of cake wrapped in the white chocolate, yes. Soft cake on the inside. Clarice, tell us about that one.
Those are cake sickles. They come in minis. That's a mini, and I do a larger one.
Oh, that is great because you know sometimes you don't want a full piece of cake.
Uh-huh. And those are
the pretzel rods.
Pretzels.
And then the little cute Rice Krispies.
And I didn't see Rice Krispies.
I didn't see the pretzel rod. That
they were
good.
Underneath.
I already ate the chocolate covered Oreos, so you can't show those.
I know they didn't even give me one. I'm gonna hit you with the
pretzel
rod.
You gotta move fast, Shelby. You gotta move fast.
It was on the wrong side of the table. Now they're over here with me, though.
All right, now, Clarice. Now that you're on the radio and everybody knows that you got some phenomenal goods here, how do you promote it? Who's gonna get it? How do you order it? What's the deal?
You can call me and make an order. You can Facebook me. You can Instagram me.
Well, tell me how they can do that. Tell me your addresses. Tell phone numbers. Is there anything you do outside of what you just brought in here? Is there anything you cannot do?
I do candy apples. I am food handlers, and I'm getting ready to get my TABC so I can do liquor infused as well.
You're speaking to the choir in this one.
So you can reach me at Sweets by Clarice on Facebook.
Hey, Shelby, put her more in the camera so people can see her better.
How do you spell Clarice?
C-L-A-R-I-C-E.
Okay.
And my Instagram is, give me one second. Phone number is 661-600-4740.
Oh, wait a minute, girl. We got to go slower than that. Got to go slower than that. Let me write this down so I can repeat it again. What's the number?
661.
600-4740. Sweets by Clarice. Awesome. And what is your
Instagram?
It's all right. I'll tell you though, the presentation is everything for me. It's when I eat it, it's got to taste delicious too, which it is. It's delicious. But if it doesn't look appealing to me, I'm not going to eat it.
Right.
That thing, you brought that box in. It looked good.
Oh, yeah.
The treats looked great. Well done. Compliment you on that.
It's Clarice Sweetness on Instagram. Well, Clarice Sweet Treats on Instagram, all one word.
Okay, we got to go a little slower.
Clarice, C-L-A-R-I-C-E,
mm-hmm.
S,
Sweets.
W-E-E-T. It's all one word.
Clarice Sweets.
Treats.
Treat. Okay, there's all no S. So it's Clarice Sweet Treat, all one word.
Yes.
There you go. So check her out. See what she's got to offer. Tell us a little bit about it.
I do candy apples, chocolate covered, or the hard. I flavor them with whatever flavor you want, from cotton candy, tutti frutti, cinnamon, apple, peach. I can also do liquor infused. You pick your liquor, and instead of a stick, it's the shot bottles. Also do like the little strawberries that have like a little shot thing that I stick inside with liquor, if that's what you want. I do cupcakes. I do cakes. There's pretty much nothing that I don't do.
So if I called up and said, I've got a party going on, I've got 20 people at the party, and I want to have treats sufficient to do that, how much advance notice do I have to give you?
I need 2 weeks.
Not 2 weeks to prep it, but just get yourself lined up. And yes. Then
they like can on the appointment.
On the appointment. Okay. Very good.
For that many people, yeah. 2 weeks. You make your deposit and you tell me what you want. You could do add-ons such as like sprinkles or glitter or alcohol or whatever it is that you want on there.
Wedding cakes?
I do.
You do wedding cakes too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Nothing's off limits.
She does pies too, it looks like. Some peach cobblers.
I do peach cobblers. I do apple pie. I do banana pudding, sweet potato pie.
Wow, we're looking at it right now. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. So. What is the what is your most common order?
Right now, it's been candy apples, the pretzels, and the cakes.
Let me see that pretzel thing. That thing looks really good.
You want me to just hand you a pretzel?
Why don't you take a bite of it on the microphone?
Look at this cake presentation there.
That's for his birthday 2 weeks ago.
Take a bite of it on the
microphone. He wanted
on
a monster truck theme.
Microphone, let people hear it.
That's called a pull apart cake.
I don't think they want to hear me chewing. Oh, but it's good though.
Yeah, but they can hear you. They can watch you. It looks really good.
When you want a bite?
Give me a bite.
And you can pick whatever design you like, whatever your theme is. You just have to let me know what it is,
people
what colors you want.
A lot of money to watch women eat food on camera.
I know. I could make a killing. Just order them and then, like, eat them. CJ's, like, subscribing.
Channel. Maybe I'll make a special channel for you. Shelby Eating Food Channel.
Shelby's Eating Sweets.
Just $5 a month. Yeah. We'll have thousands of people subscribe.
To fund the Aaron's Gun Shop High Caps program.
Okay.
Those are candy apples. Mm.
Why is it a pretzel with salt on it goes really well with that
chocolate?
Why?
I don't know. A lot of people like that combination.
Because white chocolate is super sweet, and the saltiness
breaks through it.
Breaks through almost like an acidity does to savory things. You need like a saltiness for sweet things.
Hmm. Okay.
Like I have this one person. She likes the strawberries. I have a chocolate wine that I infuse them with.
Oh.
So she does the dark chocolate with the strawberries with the chocolate wine. It's really,
so
really good.
So give me and give the audience an idea, because sometimes you have to tell people what you can do because they may not creatively know or think about what to ask. What are some things you would do, situations, events, things of that nature?
Events is birthdays, baby showers, weddings, Valentine's, Christmas, just because.
Yeah, just because. How about that?
Like some people, they order just because they like chocolate covered strawberries.
Right.
And they may just want to drizzle on it. They may just want, I do messaging on them, made out of fondant or canned chocolate, whichever one you want.
All right, Clarice, let me get this straight. You've been doing this for a while, but then you decided recently, correct me when I'm wrong, to go public with it?
I've been doing this for almost a year.
But prior to you starting to do this, you just did it in general?
No, I didn't do anything.
Oh, geez.
This is just...
That's pretty impressive.
Like, I cook, like, all the time. Like, I have to cook, and I love to cook. My mom, she was a cooker for our church and stuff like that, so I always helped in that area. And she did desserts and stuff. But, like, doing this type of stuff, like I said, I was on TikTok one day, and mm-hmm. I seen it, and was like, ooh, I think I can do that. And so my daughter was like, Mom, you should do it for Valentine's Day. So I started with strawberries and like the little mugs.
Yes.
And made it all pretty, like a little bouquet. And so.
So how fast are you growing?
I'm getting there, kind of, sort of.
Well, I think...
Because I don't really talk to people. I'm kind of on the...
Well, you're talking to thousands right now.
I see.
It's first time on a radio show. That's okay.
How much time I got?
You have about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay, we got 2 minutes. I want to make sure everybody knows, once again, who you are, how they can get a hold of you, what you provide, and get ready.
Okay.
And also, if you deliver or not, or how
yes,
they...
Yes, I do,
how they,
okay. And I charge mileage.
Okay.
I charge for mileage.
Okay, well, that's appropriate. I understand.
Right.
Some people can't get there, and they're willing to pay the extra because they can't do it, so we'll pay somebody else to do it.
Yeah, I do deliver.
Okay, so really easy now. Nice and easy. Let the people get their pens and paper and pencils ready to take down this information. Who are you? How do they get a hold of you? Where can they see pretty pictures that you've got that CJ was showing me?
Okay. I am Clarice Rockwell with Sweets by Clarice. You can reach me at 661-600-4740, and you can find me on Sweets by Clarice on Facebook and Clarice's Sweet Treats on Instagram.
Now listen, everybody, listen up. This is Matt talking. The only reason I'm on air is because of the sponsors who keep me on air. Now I need you, before you go anywhere else, is to go to the people who sponsor the program. Oh, nice phone.
And, she's got a little one in here, so all the noise you're hearing, it's just him checking this place out.
And anybody else that comes on the program, I want you to support. Jace, you're doing great, buddy. Not a problem. And I want you to support Clarice here with her sweets. So I want you to give her a call, 661-600-4740. And you can always rewatch this on Facebook once it's done and over with. You can listen to it on the podcast, and we'll be back at the top of the hour. Clarice, it was great to see you.
Thank you.
Rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325 star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number CLB009432E.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370. 2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. So let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. Call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Don't forget we're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. If you want to be on the program, give me a call at 254-697-6633. We're doing Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. Thank you to the sponsors, private donors. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. The whole works, okay? Also, got a special announcement that I've been saying the last couple weeks. I've got a home and self-defense training seminar, limited seating, January 27th, first come, first serve. And this is for the moderate to advanced shooter. We'll be going over mindset and philosophy, gun safety and handling, point shooting, round robin, malfunction drills, room clearing, quick reloads, move and shoot. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the top there. You'll see the bubble for the High Cap Adventure page. Click on it, and you can sign up there. If you have questions, you can send me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com.
I want to get that good.
I can teach you. I can get you that good.
Hey, I've been shooting for a long time, and it wasn't until I went through his LTC course, I actually learned a better way of shooting a pistol.
Yeah.
Of holding it.
I believe it. I believe if anyone could teach me how to do anything right, it would be Matt.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't think you could teach an old dog new tricks, but I shoot my gun better than I ever have.
Hey, I'm always learning. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
Just a tweak here and a tweak there makes you a better shooter. And you know, it's interesting. I've always been an iron sights guy until the last 6 to 8 months, if that. And I went red dot on the pistol. And that takes, you got a little learning curve there. But yeah. Once you get the curve, oh my gosh, that's surgical shooting then.
And I'm the same way. I used to solely use iron sights up until maybe 7 years ago,
What's iron sights?
So you don't have your gun. So the front and back, the little things that stick up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So those are iron sights. They don't have anything special. There's
right,
no,
just
like...
just what's on there.
You just have to line them up and okay.
I will make a comment. For point shooting, up close and personal, nothing beats. You don't need sights.
Yeah.
Right.
The gun I shoot the quickest with is my 1911 with no sights. Because I'm not focused on sights. I'm point shooting. There it is. But it's close proximity. Now, if you have time to lift your firearm up and you can see the dot and you got to do some type of surgical shooting, yeah, dots are...
yeah.
There's no better way to go.
That's what I asked Santa for Christmas, was a good gun that I can train with Matt with.
Mm,
and I've equipped almost all of my rifles with the Sig Sauer Romeo 7 because those batteries last forever. Supposedly, they're supposed to last for like 7 to 10 years, even if you've got it on the whole time.
Exactly. That's one of the good things. I know I've known some people in law enforcement where they battle zero every rifle.
Yep.
And they keep the sights on.
That's what I do too.
This way, if you're shooting up and to the right, every gun's going to shoot up and to the right to you. You compensate. You don't have to worry about, I got to compensate for this one or the other. All right, let me do this. Bill Maher left stunned after Oliver Stone schools him on Ukraine biolabs and questions the 2020 election. If you saw the video, I really can't give it justice if I read it. So I'll basically just tell you. Oliver Stone is discussing with Bill Maher, and he says, yeah, the biolabs in Ukraine. And Bill Maher's look at biolabs? What are you talking about, biolabs? And I said, yeah, man. And who was it that made that announcement? Do you remember that?
The announcement about the biolabs?
Yeah.
I don't remember initially. I just remember hearing about it on the news.
Secretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland is the one who said it in March 2022, admitted in a congressional hearing that the U.S. has biological research facilities, which in fact we are now quite concerned Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, that was last year, and I remember when that came. That's why I was kind of interested that Bill Maher didn't know.
Here's why. About it.
Here's my theory. I bet you he heard it, but because it doesn't go against his narrative, like all leftists, he just dismissed it.
Yeah.
Just dismissed it and then forgot that he had dismissed it.
Yeah, and they act like that means it's not true.
Right.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Buy it. The way you just said it, I'll buy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's, you know, back then when anything that had to do, you know, Mara was all big on the vaccines and getting your shot and way against all the so-called anti-vaxxers, he called them. And so when this came out early last year, I guarantee you that's just like everyone else in the media. They just dismissed it. And, you know, it's like, it's the same thing. So when I was in Iraq in 2003, we found a lot of chemical weapons that supposedly Saddam never had, right? Over 750 tons my team found. Do you know that? Do you know that we found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? No, because there's like one story, or at least there was back then. I'd have to do another Google search. Because when it doesn't fit the narrative, which the narrative was we went in there based on a lie, then, and I will say to a large degree, it was based on somewhat of a lie, but the fact that we did not, anybody that says we did not find weapons of mass destruction, I personally saw it with my own eyes. And there was one story that covered it back then.
All right, this is radio. I got some people watching on Facebook here. A lot of people, actually. But, so the people on Facebook can see me doing this. For those of you who are listening, try and imagine it. Let's picture a triangle. Top of the triangle is where the information comes from. The information is broadcast out, and all of a sudden it splits to the left and to the right of the triangle. You got people who buy it and people who don't. Why don't the people, what is it about the people who don't buy it? Why don't they buy it? And what is it about the people who do buy it? And let's just say it's false information being given from the top.
Because it's very convenient to just accept the words of other people and what, you know, the common group think. It's very easy to just say, well, if all of these people think something that goes against what I believe, I must be wrong. And that's lazy thinking. An intellectual will take everything, even stuff on his own side of things that he sees and he believes in, and will question everything, you know. And I think that's the mark of a true, you know, the whole conservative movement is all about questioning everything. It's why we have no problem kicking out our own members of the House, because we actually have standards and we're able to see beyond a party or an ideology.
Would you be opposed to taking a vaccine if you knew it was safe? If you really knew it was safe?
I'm not anti-vax.
Neither am I.
Yeah.
But because I know what's going on and how they have no liability and that they're patenting things and Pfizer's pushing this and Pfizer's pushing that, I go, wait a minute. I've got all these reports over here. I've got Veers. I've got doctors with resumes a mile long saying this is crazy. I go, why is it that everybody believed this doctor before?
Yeah.
But now on this issue, they don't. Same thing with Trump. Everybody loves Trump, but now he's exposing everything. They don't like him. So the people on our side look at the information and try to fact check it, and the people on the other side, like you said, are just accepting it and swallowing the pill.
Yeah, and I won't take any, ever since the, and you might know this, what was the vaccine mostly for women or for young girls?
Was it? Do what?
Was it Gardasil?
There was something that only...
It was for the HPV.
HPV, that's it. HPV thing.
What is Gardasil?
I don't know
where you were coming from with that.
And that is where I started really questioning.
Right.
And that's where I stopped either forcing my kids to take new vaccines. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, vaccines have been around for generations and have proven efficacy. I don't have any problem with. But with this HPV and the fact that they were trying to shove it down girls' throats without any studies, without
at 4 years old and stuff, we don't need that.
Exactly.
And then again at like 9, and then again.
And I just can't trust new stuff.
Using that key phrase there, we've got Russia.
Yeah.
It was a hoax. Okay. All the different things with Trump, mm-hmm. it was false. Now, the Pentagon quietly admits funding 46 biolabs in Ukraine after months of dismissing Russian allegations as propaganda.
I like how it says quietly.
Yeah.
And admitting is admitting.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
I did that.
So when you add all these things up in the past 4 years specifically because of the Trump era.
Right.
And you see that it was all bogus and it wasn't true. How can you believe the next stuff that comes out?
You don't.
And that's the problem that we have today is they label it as people like us, conspiracy theorists. And then when it's exposed, you know, then everyone's like, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist. I just believe in things that you don't agree with yet. And this is really a problem because the government is creating anti-government people. And then they're using the fact that they create the circumstances where they build up these things. They lie about them, about their involvement in these things. And then it comes out later that they were wrong, that we were lied to. Then people stop trusting the government. Then people stop supporting the government. Then the government's like, oh my gosh, we've got all these anti-government people out there. We need to crack down.
But I mean, then I think this is all a crisis. Plan.
Yeah.
To make you believe in them again.
Now, Shelby, let's go back.
Or force you to believe in them again.
Let's go exactly. back to the disclaimer on this program that this station puts out, that this is for entertainment purposes. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you one more time. I'll keep telling you. I don't do this for giggles. I do this because I love my country. I do this because I have common sense. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed when it comes to intelligence, but I got common sense. And if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, acts like a duck, it's probably a duck. Okay? So the only information I'm putting out here is what I believe to be true so you can make better decisions. And since I believe it and I know most of it, and I say most of it because there's always room. You got to constantly check yourself. Most of it, those of you who are listening and are still on the fence, what's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? You undecideds out there? Come on. The proverbial slap in the face. Wake up. Smell the coffee. We're in trouble.
Not enough skin in the game.
Not enough skin in the game.
I think the fact that you create facts.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month,
talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program, the number 254-697-6633. C.J. Grisham, attorney C.J. Grisham in the studio with me. Shelby doing the board. And the colonel out on assignment. Judge Andy wasn't able to come in, but we got him on the phone. We got Sweets by Clarice.
Yep. Check oh my out. Gosh, and that cake ball I just ate.
It's pretty good, huh?
I really like the pretzels.
I'm in heaven.
That perfect sweet and salty. The best.
And don't forget Janisha there at Cloud Nine Coffee.
I know, those coffees were good.
Check it out. They were really good.
We got really treated today.
Yes, we did.
Fancy.
See, I take care of you.
I know.
All right. Let's talk about this. Here's a report. Joe Biden's 2024 bid puts Democrats in a bind. The Democratic Party does not have a plan B if President Joe Biden does not run for re-election for any reason, establishment media outlets reported on Thursday. The lack of a plan B suggests Biden is putting the Democrat Party in a bind. Many Democrats say Biden is not the best candidate to mount a strong campaign against the likely GOP candidate, Trump. According to a recent survey, exclusively reported by Breitbart News, the top three descriptions of Biden by likely registered voters depicted the 81-year-old as low energy.
Oh, no.
Gee, you think?
No energy.
The top three options out of 10 possibilities respondents chose to describe Biden are number one, old at 58%, two, weak, 37%, three, tired, 27%. Now, Reuters spoke to multiple current and former officials who, while making clear that they want Biden to succeed, acknowledged the party could face upheaval should the oldest president in U.S. history encounter a health issue or step aside for other reasons during the White House contest. According to the New York Times, potential reasons why Democrats would face a challenge if Biden drops out are to appear on each state's primary ballot. Candidates must submit paperwork along with, in many cases, a hefty filing fee and hundreds of even thousands of voters' signatures. Also, so even if a candidate entered the race tomorrow, they would be unable to get on a ballot in the first two primaries and probably in a lot of others. It would be a tall order, for instance, to secure 26,000 signatures in California by its December 15th deadline. Also, the deadlines for those submissions have already passed in South Carolina and Nevada. The first two states on the Democrat calendar, in New Hampshire, which is holding an unsanctioned primary in January, and Alabama and Arkansas. So logistically, it's impossible. This is a strategist, Tim Hogan, told the Times. Politically, it's a suicide mission. If he continues to run, he will be the nominee of the Democrat Party. What he needs to decide is if whether there is a that is wise, whether it's in his best interest or the country's. There is no plan B. If he were suddenly not to run, everyone you know would run. The VP scares no one. Blah, blah, blah. What do you think?
So I think this is what Democrats need to know. When you go to the polls, you're voting for Harris. That's who you're voting for. Now, Biden's on the ticket. But Biden knows that Harris alone can't win. Biden knows that he's probably not going to be able to complete another 4 years, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what he's trying to do is set up, thinking he can win, which is a pretty ignorant way of thinking today. I think he believes he can win the whole election and then bow out peacefully and let Kamala Harris be the first black female president.
Absolutely not.
So what Democrats who don't like Kamala need to understand is that's who you're voting for. When you go into that primary voting booth, you are voting for Harris. That's what I think. They're right, though. Biden.
And the only reason they let Harris get in there is because they know they can manipulate her.
Right. And that's the only way someone as extremist. I mean, you think Biden's bad. Harris is an extremist leftist. I mean, she is a full.
And she's a drunk.
Oh, she is a full on commie. And I think this is just the problem is they're in a no-win situation because he can't back out because the filing deadline.
Just like we read. Yeah.
Yeah, it's already passed and they would already lose. Right off the bat, they would lose delegates just because they don't have a name on the ballot.
The only way he can win is by cheat.
The only way he can win is by cheating, I think. Which is how he won the first time.
That's what I believe, yes.
So that's why I got my hat on. It says Trump won. So
Rayford would be proud.
But that's I think that's my assessment of this is they I think Biden has and Obama have so much invested in Biden. Biden is too proud to bow out. Now he's at the point where he can't bow out because it would hurt Democrats.
I don't even think he actually knows what's going on. Like even if he wanted to or didn't want to, they're going to do it regardless. He's not even making the choice for himself.
Yeah, and I think that's too. I think he's being pulled.
Yeah, I don't think he's got a choice.
But the only problem with that is if that's the case, they don't like what's going on, they would have gotten him out sooner. So there's got to be some element where Biden is in control.
Well, the problem is that Biden, in my view, has moments of lucidity where, you know, he's very rational. But unfortunately, he's got moments of when he's not very lucid at all.
A lot more moments.
A lot more moments. And that's the problem, especially in today's world, when you have so much going on that you need a president who can focus on something no matter the time of day.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, it's like putting Fetterman in charge. You know, I think it should be a Biden-Fetterman ticket. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Look,
I mean that literally.
You know Kissinger, right?
Yeah.
Kissinger, Henry Kissinger just passed away at 100. Okay. He was very close friends with Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab is the leader of the World Economic Forum.
Mm-hmm.
The World Economic Forum has a special school for young leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They hand-select these people. They train them, and examples of them would be Trudeau up in Canada, would be the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, and there's many more in this country as well. They go to these schools to learn a one-world thought process. It's a think tank. So all these people from all over the planet come to this place, are thinking like those who put it together. So when they go back to their positions of leadership, power, influence, whatever, they've got that mindset and make decisions based on that mindset, which is contrary to what the United States of America is. So you got more and more of these people nefariously entering. That's the whole reason I brought this up is, why aren't people stopping him in the Democrat Party? Why don't they say, look, you're destroying the country? They're just worried about not getting reelected.
Right.
I think they're not stopping him because that's the Democrat agenda. The Democrats hate this country. They say they love it.
Mm-mm.
They hate what they might love this country, but not as it is.
Right.
They love this country as a way to use it to further their agenda. And that agenda is the complete destruction of the Democratic Republic as we know it. And installing a full democracy or an autocracy. That's what they want. They want a communist type government where they can control everything. That's why they're going so heavily against guns lately, because you can't really install that kind of an agenda when you've got an armed populace. And that's why they're letting them do it. They're letting them do it because they agree with it. They agree with letting. They know if they let all these people from these communist countries and these socialist countries come in.
What is stopping the success of this country? If you have so many people going to vote for Trump and believe in the conservative way, what is causing the Democrats to win all the time?
I think two things. One is apathy on our side. Unfortunately, there are too many people who believe in freedom who don't believe in the government or the system of voting because they don't have any faith in it. And so you've got a large group of people that do not vote because they don't believe in the system. That's the biggest problem we have in this country, because if you really think about it, what, 20%? Well, I guess upwards of 40% when the was it the Trump election? It was the biggest voting ever in history, and it got close to like 40% of the country voted.
I heard somewhere where the number of votes supposedly gotten surpassed those able to vote.
Yes, in many places. But if you boil this all down, though, generally you've got about a quarter of the population that votes completely, right? And then that's very almost evenly split.
Yes.
And so you've got 12.5%.
Undecideds.
Well, no, I'm saying of those voters, 12.5% of the country determine who runs the country. Because the majority of voters is only about 12% of the entire country when you've only got a quarter of the country voting. You look at your local elections here, only a few hundred people dictate the government for tens of thousands.
That's right.
Because they're the only ones going and voting at the local level. And so it's apathy is the first thing. Voter fraud is, of course, a second thing. I think that's actually secondary. I don't think the biggest problem is voter fraud. I think the biggest problem is apathy.
CJ, our other show, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, year after year, at least for a few years for me. We made a dent. We got people motivated. We got people doing things. And that's what it is. You need to hear this, the truth to the best of our abilities to put out there, to instill upon you motivation, patriotism, to save our nation. You got to get up and do something more than you're doing right now. If you go to vote, okay, great. You're supposed to do that anyway. Bring somebody with you. And I'm not somebody else who's going to vote with you. Somebody who hadn't even thought about voting. Take them with you. Take two people.
Well, and I think talking to those people who have given up on the system, what you need to recognize, and I know this goes against everything you believe in, but you need to recognize that somebody is going to get elected.
That's right. All right, we're going to take a bottom of the hour break. When we come back, true stories of self-defense. See you on the other side.
Visit thektheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thektheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rockdale, Texas, since 1947.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at HealthySuccessWorks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
the perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Fuel your morning with vibes as strong as Cloud 9 Coffee. Locally owned and operated, our drive-thru is open daily. Try our signature flavors that can only be found at Cloud 9 Coffee, like the crowd favorite, the Sopapilla Latte. Don't have time to come to us? Don't worry, we got you. We deliver Monday through Friday anywhere within the city limits of Cameron. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for updates for our newest drinks. You can see our entire menu online at cloud9coffeetx.com. Cloud 9 Coffee, a little trailer with big flavor.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Got C.J. Grisham, attorney C.J. Grisham, in the studio with me. Shelby Meyer doing the board. And I'll tell you what, I got a call on the line before we do the two stories. I couldn't hear her too well. Maybe I'll hear her better on this bigger speaker. Ma'am, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling. Hello. Hold on a second.
That was me.
Okay, go ahead. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. You had a question. I only could hear bits and pieces of it because the noise in the room. So please reiterate your question.
Yeah, my question was, where do you think that Trump was going to get those 11,700 and some odd votes?
Well, it's not that where's he going to get them, it's who's going to steal them.
Wait, where's he going to get the 11,000? What was the number of what?
Yeah, 11,700 and some, I can't remember the exact.
Are you talking about votes?
Votes.
Where at, specifically?
That's a small number, that's all we're asking.
Where was he going to get them from?
Okay, so
were they there to be gotten?
So if the upcoming election in November 2024... You're asking where he's going to make up the difference in the votes? Is that the question you're asking?
No.
Okay.
The question was, where was he going to get the... He called and said, man, I need 11,700 votes.
Are you talking about in Georgia?
Yes.
Oh, where's he going to get that? Probably through getting rid of voter fraud.
Voter fraud.
Yeah. So by eliminating voter fraud, that's where those votes that either aren't counted or overly counted will either be counted or not counted.
Didn't you just say he cheated?
Say again?
Didn't you just say he cheated?
I never said Trump cheated.
No, Biden cheated.
No. I thought you did.
Now, the people running the elections at the local level were the ones that cheated on behalf of Biden.
I don't agree.
Well, I mean, you just got to do some research out there. People are getting prosecuted even more and more every single month for voter fraud in the last election because it's all coming out. So all you got to do is look in each state. As a matter of fact, when I was in last year for one of my final papers in law school, I did an entire paper filled with 2.5 pages of sources of voter fraud because my professor kept trying to say there wasn't, quote, one scintilla of evidence of voter fraud. So for my final paper, I did a legal paper on the actual incidences of voter fraud in 2020 and who's being prosecuted for it and how many votes were at risk. And just even in my small sample, we're talking tens of thousands of votes.
Okay. So all he needed was 11,000 to make.
No, that's just in Georgia. You're talking about Georgia.
In Georgia.
I believe it was just Georgia.
Exactly
it was either Georgia or Michigan.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, the bottom line to all this is this. If you vote, But I don't want somebody dead voting. I don't want somebody having a stolen vote. I don't want a repeated vote.
Absolutely not.
So that's what we're trying to prevent. And there's so many, there's people on film showing how they're cheating and redoing ballots. So, ma'am, I appreciate the call. I'm short on time, but thank you very much for listening and thank you for the call. Okay. It's good discussion. I mean, there's a lot of people out there. That's a great question. Where is it coming from? And you answered it quite nicely.
Well, and what it's coming from is, so, you know, Trump is saying, find me 11,000 votes. What he's talking about is votes that aren't counted. Yeah, because there were instances of boxes that came up missing.
And that's the whole
point. We don't even know where the votes went.
And that was the whole point for Pence to turn back the votes. All he said, he wasn't saying change the vote. He said, please go recheck these and make sure they're clean.
Exactly.
That's all it was.
And he's not saying create them out of thin air. He's saying stop the voter fraud, count the votes that aren't being voted, and get rid of the votes that shouldn't be in there because they're fraudulent votes. They're dead people. They're people who no longer live in the state, whatever.
Right. Okay, let's move on to the Armed Citizens column of the American Rifleman.
We need a jingle for this because this is my favorite. Let me go find
some gunfire.
Some sports. What is it? The Rifleman intro.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
September 2006. So if you got your September 2006 issue, go to page 12 and read along. I'll do the first one. It's a cold read here. 74-year-old Willie Brown had shrugged off the noises downstairs as typical bumps in the night. But then, a man holding a knife appeared in his bedroom doorway. Brown described the ensuing events to a local reporter. Quote, he said, "Don't move, I got a knife." I said, "You got a knife, huh?" He said, "Yeah." I reached under my pillow and came up firing my 38 Smith & Wesson. Oops, and turned. The guy said, "Oops," and turned and ran down the steps.
Oops.
An officer later spotted the wounded suspect driving erratically at high speeds and arrested him. Quote, "I might be old, but I'm not slow," said
nice.
Brown. "I think the intruder might be through breaking in people's houses for a while." Excellent.
Nice.
Fantastic.
That's actually
only hilarious. Thing I would add on to it is when you hear those bumps in the night, check them anyway.
Yep.
So here's mine. And this name is a little weird because he's got a first name that's a last name. So fortunately for Mick Ron Thompson, two armed teens up to no good proved to be not very bright. According to police, Thompson was washing his car when a 15-year-old boy forced him into the back seat at gunpoint while the 18-year-old man got behind the wheel. Then drove to a vacant lot that apparently, unbeknownst to carjackers, was just a few hundred feet from the police station. At that point, Thompson was able to retrieve his .40 caliber pistol from his pocket and open fire on his assailants. Police officers, hearing the shots from the station, quickly responded and caught the teens as they ran. The suspects were taken to the hospital with gunshot wounds and later faced aggravated robbery charges. That's out of Houston, by the way.
How pathetic is that, that you get essentially kidnapped, thrown into a car, and then your kidnappers end up shot? That's kind of my dream scenario.
My thought, though, is why did they kidnap him? What were they going to do?
Probably rob him somewhere safer. They probably
This is Houston, by the way.
Yeah.
No safer place than a few hundred feet from a
police
station.
That's right. That's right. All right. So a homeowner answered a knock on his door to find a man in an energy company uniform who warned him of a gas leak. Knowing that the surrounding homes were not fueled by gas, the homeowner became suspicious. Police say he grabbed a pistol and went to investigate, where he encountered the man and at least two others. One of the suspects shot the homeowner in the arm, but he returned fire and fatally wounded the uniformed man. The others fled and were still being sought by police. The phony utility worker's uniform included handcuffs, a toolkit, and a badge that identified him as a restaurant employee. It was clear he was intent on doing some kind of robbery or home invasion, said the county sheriff. And the homeowner was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Another Houston story there.
Well, he went and got his weapon, so that was good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's me again?
Mm-hmm.
D'Amico Robertson and his family were awakened by the sound of someone jiggling the locked front door. According to police, an intruder unlocked the door and charged into the apartment as Robertson grabbed his rifle. The occupant fired, fearing for his safety and for the safety of his family. The suspected burglar was pronounced dead at the hospital from gunshot wounds to the torso.
Nice.
Good deal. I wouldn't have used a rifle, but job's accomplished.
Right. Unable to fend off alleged intruder on her own, a woman ran to the home of her neighbor, Roger Ledford. But police say the suspect continued to pursue her, even shooting the lock off Ledford's side door. As he attempted to breach the door, Ledford shot him with a shotgun, killing him.
You got one.
I know. The homeowner was fearful of what was going on and shot and killed him, said Captain Brad Stanley of the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office. Police also said the assailant had poured a flammable substance inside the woman's home.
Wow. Well, there you go.
In North Carolina.
Imminent danger.
Get yourself a... You know, hey, speaking of shotguns, I got some really good shotguns at that gun buyback. A couple of $700 shotguns I got for $150.
I need to go to those because I need to know. Is this a lucrative thing? Is this a secret?
It's not a secret. You just got to pay attention. So what you do is do you have a Google account?
You just text me.
Just create a...
I don't want to do any of that.
Create a news alert for Gun Buyback Texas, and every time there's a story that announces a gun buyback, you'll get a news alert. That's how I do it. But I got 4 shotguns, an AR-15, 2 semi-automatic handguns, and 2 revolvers.
I'll give you $400 for the lot.
I spent $2,000. Oh. All right. Let's see. Where are we here? So police said a carry-out restaurant employee was restocking shelves and cleaning after hours when 2 masked burglars entered the store by breaking a lock off a security gate and shattering the glass of the front door. Hearing the ruckus, the employee, armed with a handgun, went to investigate. When one of the intruders confronted him with a crowbar, he shot him once. Do they still use crowbars? That's so passé.
How 90s.
Jeez. When one of the intruders confronted him with a crowbar, he shot him once in the upper chest, yes, killing him. The dead man's accomplice fled, but police apprehended him 2 blocks away. The suspect was charged with murder for committing a felony in which an accomplice was killed and with aggravated burglary. That's an interesting legal theory.
Yeah, let's talk about it on the other side of the break. We got to go to a break. Number here is 254-
In about 10 seconds.
254-697-6633. Check us out on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. We'll be back on the other side.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com.
Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
The program with the final segment here. I wanted to reiterate the home and self-defense training seminar I'll be doing January 27th. You can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the High Cap Adventure page to check it out. But we're going to be doing mindset philosophy, safety and handling, of course, it's always there. Point shooting, round robin malfunction drills, room clearing, quick reloads, move and shoot, limited seating, 10 spots, first come, first serve. It's for the moderate or advanced shooter. It is not for the novice or the beginner, which is one of the same thing, I believe. So, and the question is, well, what's the difference between the two? Well, you've got to know how to manipulate your handgun without thinking. I'm not saying how to manipulate a scenario, but I can't be teaching somebody how to load a gun. You got to know how to do this already, okay?
Did you say safety and handling of a corpse?
No, you're interchanging stories here.
Oh.
Or you might need to know how to do
safety
that.
Safety and handling, of course. That's what he said.
of course.
Okay.
Wait, you teach that?
AaronsGunshop.com, High Cap Adventure page. Arizona man accused of sexual misconduct with a corpse in hospital morgue.
Go on.
I don't know if I should, because I read the article and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what?
I need to see how much I'm going to, you know, apply my indignation. Yeah. Was the body cold?
Did he know this person?
Was it his wife? Because I told my wife. Never mind.
This guy's name is Bird. He was employed as a security guard at the hospital.
Oh, that's different.
And one of his job responsibilities, investigators said in the court documents, was participating in the intake process at the hospital morgue.
Oh, I bet he was doing intake.
The nearly 15-minute intake process.
15 minutes. That's above average.
That guy got some stamina. Apparently, she didn't move that much. All right.
Hey, I'm not done with the story. Let's see. The nearly 50-minute intake process typically consists of taking custody of dead bodies, transported to the morgue, verifying the identity, and placing the body inside a large freezer until they're claimed by family members, blah, blah, blah. Investigators learned security officers are not allowed to open body bags, but are responsible for moving the bodies and placing them on freezer shelves.
Right.
Bird's alleged victim was identified as a 79-year-old woman who died of natural causes. The woman's body was transported to the morgue at about 4:35 on the 22nd. Bird was left alone with the body.
Crusty.
The court documents reportedly show two security guards went to the morgue to conduct intake duties nearly an hour after Bird arrived there. When the two security guards arrived, they reportedly noticed the main entrance into the morgue was locked from inside, which they noted as unusual. When they unlocked the door, the guards also noticed the freezer door was cracked open. Witness observed Bird inside the freezer. He was sweating profusely and was acting very nervous. I don't want to go any further. I'm not going to go any further. Anyway, there's people out there with challenges, mental challenges. Okay, we need to. It's a mental issue. We need to fix the mental issue, not take away guns.
I think we call them kinds of people incels, involuntarily celibate, and so
that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Man shocked to discover source of headache for 5 months is pair of chopsticks inside his skull.
I don't see how that's possible. I want to see the x-ray.
I saw the x-ray.
I didn't see that. I read the story. I didn't see the x-ray. But, I mean, a chopstick is generally...
Well, they could have shoved it in and broke it off, you know?
Unless it was like a broken one single chopstick and two up, you know.
A pounding headache led to a shocking discovery for a man in Vietnam. After the source of pain was revealed to be a pair of chopsticks.
But think that how far that had to be up his nose for him not to be able to just feel it in his nostril. I mean, wow.
Well, let's read on and see what happened.
Talk about pick your noodle.
After the man experienced severe headaches for 5 months, doctor at a Cuba Friendship Hospital in Dong Hoi told the 35-year-old man that he had a pair of chopsticks lodged inside his skull. Upon checking into the hospital on the 25th of November, a CT scan revealed that the man was suffering from a rare, potentially life-threatening neurological condition that was caused by the pair of chopsticks. The Post reported that while the man was initially surprised at how the chopsticks ended up inside his skull, he soon remembered a fight he was involved in while drinking 5 months prior.
Oh my gosh.
How do you break that news to someone? Listen, Matt, you got some chopsticks on your nose.
All right, moving on. How about this one?
Only in Vietnam, though.
You'll like this one, CJ. California gang member, a convicted felon, goes on shooting rampage, killing three while on probation.
What?
You know, I understand the purpose of probation. I understand that everyone should have at least an opportunity to get bond. But when you've got a violent felon...
High risk...
Those are the kinds of people that don't need to be in public. You know,
But then you've got the people determining what high risk is.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with you can't get arrested with a $700 theft.
Yeah, and then Right. Everyone goes and loots now, and nobody can do anything to stop them, because then the person stopping the looter is probably going to be charged with assault for stopping the looter.
Third world nation in California, they're putting chicken wire over the meat shelves.
Yeah.
They're putting chicken wire over the packages.
A safety security box over the chicken and stuff that they got to unlock. You got to take this like a bike lock.
Did y'all watch the DeSantis-Newsom debate at all?
I saw the clips of the five of the points.
I love... Now, I only watched it for probably 20 or 30 minutes because I got so tired of them talking over each other.
Right.
The clips are just
annoying.
A few times where they weren't.
Yeah.
And it was just so infuriating, I just turned it off. But one of my favorite parts was where he's talking about all the freedoms that California has. This is just another example. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in California, you have the freedom to murder people and get out on probation and murder some more.
And do some more.
I got a question on Facebook or a comment on Facebook that says there's more to the chopstick story. And I'll make this comment. Being prior military like you, CJ, that's plausible. You get GIs drunk enough?
Yeah, especially in, like, these countries like Vietnam where there really aren't a lot of safety protocols and, you know, who knows?
No pun intended.
But yeah, I was just saying. Nobody knows. But I mean, like, waking up the next day going, geez, I have
for
a headache.
For 5 months? I mean,
think of how cool the body is to let that be lodged into his nose and let him still just function his life for 5 months.
But how do you I mean, you got to wonder.
But he still
lived. Because even if you broke it off, right? You would think that if you scratched your nose,
exactly,
if you picked
you'd feel.
Or you're just kind of like feeling the bridge. You'd feel something somewhere.
Or even by your eye.
Yeah.
Like, I'm crying splinters over here.
You were talking about meat before, right? United Nations set to call on Americans to reduce meat consumption.
Oh, bite me, UN.
World needs American farmers and ranchers more than the UN, GOP chairman of the House Agricultural Committee tells Fox News. A lead United Nations agency overseeing food and agricultural policies is expected to issue a roadmap in the coming weeks, which will call on the West, including America, to dramatically reduce its meat consumption. I say everybody go do a barbecue today.
Yes.
Yeah. You take away my meat, it's almost as bad as taking away my guns. I'm going to fight you on that, okay, because I'm a carnivore. That's just all there is to it. Now, I'm only a vegetarian in the sense that my food eats vegetables.
There you go.
And so, yeah.
That's like, you know, you got to give your kid milk, but you give him cake. You put milk in the cake.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And my wife's always telling me to drink water. I'm like, I drink water all the time. And she's like, no, that's a Coke Zero. I said, it's water flavored like Coke Zero.
The first ingredient, water.
Yeah.
We're in Texas. We live in Texas here.
Right.
Convicted prostitute. Yes. Booted from Texas School's Sex Ed Council. Good idea, bad idea?
That's a bad idea. She's like a subject matter expert, and she's on the sex education. Who do you want less than a prostitute who knows everything about sex?
But she would say, go ahead.
But she doesn't know about holding back.
True.
She can give you the tips.
Yeah.
She can give you the tricks.
No, I'm joking. I think that was a good call because, prostitution is like next to espionage is the oldest profession in the world. So you definitely don't want kids growing up to think prostitution is cool or good or whatever.
Veterans blast New York City officials for kicking them out of senior home to make room for illegal immigrants.
This annoys the ever-loving...
It should, and I had this something personally happen in my life. It was to my husband, Josh. He was out of town working down south. It was very recent. It was like a month ago. He was in a Holiday Inn Express. That's where they always use. And he gets up to go to breakfast at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and it's full of immigrants. And they say, sorry, the hotel people that are staying the night here can't have breakfast today. We're housing illegal immigrants. And they didn't let any of them have breakfast. They told all the people paying for their rooms to leave and find breakfast elsewhere because they were giving the free breakfast to the immigrants.
Now, see, if they did that around here, I think I would organize an Athens, Tennessee-style posse of veterans to ensure that veteran stayed in there and those illegals...
What's
the name of the movie? Battle of Athens.
The Battle of Athens,
Go watch it. I did that on a meet and greet.
It's on YouTube. The full video is on YouTube.
I did it at a meet and greet at the Beltonian Theater a couple years ago and played that movie. And it's hokey Hollywood, but the story of it...
It's a true story.
True story. How much time I got?
You got about a minute.
Real fast, I'll burn these other ones up. The WHO recommends China bring back mass social distancing and lockdowns due to mystery outbreak. What happens there will come here. Don't let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Why can't they just stick to music?
Breaking, Texas AG Ken Paxton sues Pfizer for misrepresenting COVID-19 vaccine efficacy, conspiring to censor public discourse. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And remember, your local representatives likely voted to have him removed from office.
That's right.
So vote him out.
And finally, William Shatner pleads with King Charles on climate change. We're all going to die. Bill, go home.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
thank you very much. CJ, great to have you on. Shelby, awesome job to all the people that came on the show. Great to the caller. Thank you very much. You listeners out there and watchers, thank you very much. Until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.
Hurrah!